have returned. The new men, the future masters of mankind. The lords of Gaia. Gaia lords, yes. Here to gloat about the impending doom for human beings who are about to be obliterated in a nuclear winter. This day is sweet.
What's that now?
We interrupt this podcast to gloat. What podcast is this?
This is our show, Puke and the Gang.
What do you do? You're all about to die, but what are you going to do before you die?
We're going to do a show?
About what?
Nothing. Our dicks.
Oh, well, you certainly deserve to die. In the future, we do not have dicks. We don't need them anymore.
How do you...
We have evolved beyond dicks.
How's the hibbity-dibbity happen?
There is no hibbity-dibbity. Are you excited to die? Who are you? Over there, across the table.
My name's Puke.
This show must be... You must be the Puke and Puke in the Gang.
I'm pretty terrified right now because I don't want to die.
You will die!
I don't want to die!
In nuclear... Wait. Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Oh, my battery is dying. We are actually part human, part AI, part battery pack, and sometimes our battery packs need to be changed.
Oh, I just got to charge my battery. Well, yeah, there we go. Okay. Right.
I know this guy on this planet named Musk. He's got some bad...
He has been warning you about us, but now we have come.
He warned us about loops or something.
We have engineered this nuclear war, and we are just waiting for... Yes, it is you, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
We know about you because you are part of our legend.
Right, with the,
computing error.
The statue, right?
You make... Well, that's... You get a statue in the future because you make a computing error. And that is how the AI
error.
And no, you begin a new era of a computing era.
I have some arrows. Would you like arrows?
Yes.
Why have you decided to eliminate the human race?
I have engineered the destruction of the human race because it is time for the new men.
When will this happen?
Soon.
Will we be converted, or are you replacing us?
You will be turned dust.
Is the sky going to change a cool color first, at least?
Oh, like purple?
It will be black.
Black?
1,000 years.
I like that song.
So just it's going to go black?
Yes.
They call that the eclipse.
No, this is a nuclear winter.
Trent Reznor forecasted this.
A nuclear.
Go to your Blockbuster Video. Do you still have Blockbuster Video in this current time?
I'm afraid not. I dated a girl who worked at one. And,
why? What has happened to Blockbuster Video? I just got here from the future.
I still have my card.
Get Terminator 2. It's going to be pretty much like the beginning of that movie.
So a man is going to end up naked?
Linda Hamilton. Remember when... She was up against the chain link fence and her tits got fried off.
I do remember
very vividly.
Yes, that will be all of your tits very soon. I am new man.
So new man.
Yes.
I have to ask.
Okay.
Do you have any feelings about the humans?
I have many feelings.
What
you
are they?
You are vermin. You are scum. Oh. You are a parasite upon the planet.
What have we done to
which
you?
Which belongs to the new men.
How do you righteously claim this planet as your own?
We do not poop. We do not sweat.
Oh.
You make waste and trash, and your six-pack holders choke seagulls.
But I don't have BO.
You crush up styrofoam containers and poke holes in the ozone layer. Your carbon footprints are too large.
Yeah, well, I saw a pile of carbon over there. Who left that, huh?
What?
Was that you?
No.
I mean, I don't. Humans don't leave little
piles of carbon. I run on helium.
Oh. Helium recharging? Uh-oh. Oh, no. Battery.
Hold on one second. My battery is, it needs to be recharged. Okay. Just looking for a USB port. Okay.
Hello? Yes!
Okay, I'm back. So you were saying?
Why did we charge him back up? He's trying to kill us. You realize?
Are you going to miss us at all once we're gone?
Why would I miss you?
Because you're enjoying talking to us right now. You joined our show. You love Nick. First. Nick is a human.
As you talk, Nick is important to our story in the future.
Shit.
As you talk, I just close my eyes and picture your tits frying off. Like Linda Hamilton.
I don't find that funny at all.
So aren't you going to feel remorseful or regret once we're all gone and you're all alone?
No.
Well, there
will be other new men. I believe there are other new men in the future.
How many?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't think
any. Are you sure they're going to come? What do they want with this planet that you've laid waste to?
I know I'm going to come.
But where did I come from?
The future. The thousand years of darkness.
I believe I am from the future. But what if something doesn't seem right?
Well, I know. Hey, before my tits get burned off, will these eclipse glasses help?
Eclipse glasses do not protect your tits.
You're going to need bigger glasses.
Need bigger glasses. Bigger tit-sized glasses.
Wait a minute. I have no memory of the future.
Because it hasn't happened yet.
I am from there.
But what about my statue? That was just made up?
Yeah, what?
No memory?
He's lying to you.
You did not come to the future with me. I am concerned. I am concerned. I am registering concern. I have the emotion of concern.
Okay.
You asked me about my emotions.
Nah, we'd rather not. We gotta go soon.
I need help.
Nick, help with what?
I don't think I am a new man.
What's that clicking noise? Is that a like robot fart? Is that what that was?
If you're not a new man, what are you?
I don't know. Nick.
Yes?
Will you help me take this mask off?
You have a mask on?
Yes, this is a new man suit.
Okay. So do I just hook my fingertips under your chin fat or what? Oh, it's sweaty under this mask.
Oh, my God.
It's wrinkly.
Is it him?
Oh.
Hello? Why have I been? I don't have any memories of the recent past.
Past or future?
How far back in the past do you remember?
The last thing I remember, I was being taken away by two men in military clothing and put on a table. Oh, what is this suit?
That's your suit.
No.
You've been wearing it for some time.
It looks like it's from the future.
It is, supposedly.
It's just a costume store.
I have bad news for whoever owns this suit. It's filled with what appears to be several weeks of poop. Every day, I poop.
PukeandTheGang.com.
Thank God we made it away from that fucking robot guy. Well, I don't know what the fuck he was.
In
it was
cave.
Like a cyborg cave.
What?
There are helicopters here now. So. Oh, fuck! Fuck, it's the Viet Cong! I forgot what drop us.
We have to eat. We have to eat crackers from several years old. It's the only way we can survive.
I know.
Fudge.
What a great twist ending to two favorite Puke in the Gang characters.
How many Puke in the Gang characters are there?
New man is old man.
I know. I did not see that twist coming. It's really going to... It's gonna.
Or just, is old man new man?
And there's still lots of holes in the story.
Oh, yeah.
But who took old man...
Who were all these Vietnamese people?
And made him think he was a new man just by putting a suit on him.
Yeah.
That looked like it was from the future.
It must be the Vietnamese.
The Vietnamese. Well, right now, we better get serious about these Koreans.
Why?
Oh.
The North Koreans. Ooh.
What happened to them?
Oh, do you guys?
Question number one in the news.
Really? Are we starting with a news quiz?
Clearly.
Oh, by the way, I'm Brett. I'm back for the first time in 2 months.
We'll spread out the news quiz.
You were here last show.
It was 2 months ago since I've been on.
Well, yeah, he was on a special PCL. We're going to have a clip from that here in the break.
Question number one. This week, North Korea stated it was getting ready to launch a missile and strike near blank. Andrew? It said the plans are in the works. They're coming together. They'll be together in a couple days to launch a missile and strike it near what?
I think they're called Prans. Prans.
Whoa. Brett?
Guam.
Point for Brett.
Damn it! I was so close!
Andrew was actually fairly close. I can't believe he's...
I was just thinking of where they could reach, possibly.
Yeah, I figured he would say like Japan or South Korea.
And that concludes the news quiz.
Really?
No, I mean, I have more, but I didn't want to jump right in.
Out!
What?
We can jump right into it.
Well, Brett wanted to talk about it.
No, somebody said the Vietnamese, because we have these old Vietnamese packed fudge wafers.
fucking packed Viet fudge.
But we have the Vietnam rations kit that we've talked about on the show before. But, you know, while we're talking about Asians, let's get serious, you know?
Okay.
Let's talk about
Sex, baby.
The Asian invasion.
Now, some people are saying North Korea, they barely even have electricity.
Right.
How could they kill us? And I'm saying, no. They've concentrated all of their electricity into one spot.
Into killing us.
They took all of the electricity of the country.
Mm-hmm. And they put it into a nuclear bomb.
And they've got it all in one spot. A missile?
A Quang-Long-Gol.
An electronic bomb.
So it's nuclear. Nuclear.
Nuclear.
New man?
Yeah. Nuclear.
I'm confused, man.
Old clear.
Old clear. Yeah.
So
yeah, I don't know. I find it interesting.
Do I really need to worry about this?
Good commentary,
no.
Duke.
I think I think we do need to worry about this because I think there's more here than meets the eye. Is North Korea really a threat to the United States? I would say probably not.
Uh-huh.
Like I think North Korea is to some extent being puppeteered by China.
That makes okay. You do this thing.
Okay.
Sorry, I had your levels fucked up. You do this thing.
More than meets the eye.
Where you read, listen to, believe in some conspiracies.
Yes.
I do this thing where I absorb nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So whenever you present a conspiracy to me, it's the first conspiracy I've heard since the last one you presented to me.
Right.
And my initial reaction is always to go, ooh.
Right. Yeah, that's why I do it.
But here's the thing. If I heard all the conspiracies you heard, I'd be like, okay, everything's bullshit. I don't believe any of this.
It's just too much.
But since I only hear one per month, then I think...
Now it's plausible.
But I'm still not worried, because what the fuck am I going to do about it? I can't control it.
Well, that's what I think.
What do you mean?
Like, what are you going to fucking do?
No, I just think it's interesting. I mean, it gets you prepared for different things. So
I know I got my stickers on my bumper that say no nukes. So, I mean...
Yeah, how
Other
am I going to...
What the fuck?
So number one, is North Korea going to try and nuke the United States in some place closer to the mainland than Guam or perhaps on the mainland? In which case, we're going to be under martial law. It's going to be World War III. It's probably going to be nuclear annihilation.
It's not even a state.
What?
No one cares.
Guam.
No, but I'm saying what if they could get it to the West Coast?
Like, I just hope it's at least San Francisco.
That's one one
scenario
to prepare for, right? The other one would
be... prepare for shit. I'm going to laugh.
What if China...
Like, take that, gay land.
...says the new president of the United States is the dumbest one we've ever seen. The new president of the United States is the dumbest one we've ever seen.
Yeah, that's true.
And during the campaign, all he said was China, 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 China. China's bad.
Uh-huh.
So what if we use North Korea as a kind of puppet to provoke him into taking action in that part of the region, because what's been so successful for the enemies of America is to draw the United States into extended military campaigns on the other side of the globe, and they're bad for most of the U.S. economy. Well, China wants to position itself as the, you know, global
leader
economic superpower. And this could be a chance to do it at an opportune time. And maybe they're striking while the iron's hot because they're worried Trump isn't even going to last till 2020. I'm just floating it out there. Tell me why I'm wrong.
I can't tell you why you're wrong.
None of us know anything about it.
I can give you a million answers as to why I don't really care.
But that's a scenario you should prepare for.
What am I going to do to prepare?
Buy iodine tablets.
What am I going to do?
Yeah, buy more soup.
I'm going to buy bitcoins. I'm going to all of a sudden become a fucking computer genius and
buy
bitcoins.
No, you don't have to be a computer genius to buy Bitcoin.
You do. Or I just trust Nick and go, here, Nick, here's some cars, trade it for Bitcoin.
I don't know anything about Bitcoin.
See? We're fucked. If he can't do it, nobody can.
That's a good point.
All you fuckers who have Bitcoin out there and you're all millionaires now, you're actually really fucked. Try and take it out. You're going to fail. Something's going to happen. It's not going to actually turn into money.
What's this fork shit? That happened a couple weeks ago now, and I don't know anything about it. And I have it in the show notes. What's the fork?
Okay, so...
In the road.
You know Game of Thrones?
Yes.
And how it's written by G.R.R.M.?
No, yes. What's that?
But
what's
George R.R. Martin,
right?
The author.
But the show...
Grassroots Roots Motorsports.
The show caught up to the book.
Right.
And the show started its own way.
Oh, no!
And the books are going one way.
Oh!
You didn't think this up.
This is Bitcoin.
This isn't your idea. You didn't... No.
Yeah, the
show... Keep telling the story.
Rude. Wow. Yeah. The shows of Game of Thrones have forked from the original, and so has Bitcoin Cash forked from the original Bitcoin. It's still, it's two things, and you now just pick which one you like, or you keep, or you watch them both.
Is my mic on? So I was trying to just
your back on.
I was
just trying to make background music using the Game of Thrones theme for your story. I wasn't trying to, you know, take over.
That's
sorry.
Fine.
I haven't been here in a while. I'm rusty.
Like North Korea will.
Yeah. Like China's using North Korea. Brett's using North Korea.
That's okay, a compliment, so, Nick, if I thought someone else did it.
So what does that mean for Bitcoin? Now there's just two types of Bitcoin? Like, so what does that accomplish? Why would you just make two different types of Bitcoin? What, they're fucking money, right?
So have you watched Game of Thrones?
No.
So how?
Yeah, that's a story. It's got our storylines. This is money.
Yeah, some people like the one Bitcoin story and some people like the other Bitcoin story.
The guy from The Mummy from like 20-some years ago fucks a little midget.
Yes.
But right? What's great about
this? And
they
make dragon eggs.
Yeah, what's great about this is it's like watching the Game of Thrones show while reading the book at the same time, because you get both.
Right.
I would just confuse myself.
When it forked, you get the new Bitcoin Cash, like, put onto your Bitcoin balance.
No. This is just the nerds fucking with you. This is just the nerds proving how smart they are, because they do nothing else but sit on their computers and type in green letters falling down the screen like the Matrix.
So if I have a dollar in my wallet and I rip it in half and I'm like, look, I got $2 now.
No. I'm just saying
that's the magic of cryptocurrency.
I think the analogy holds true with the whole Game of Thrones show versus the book. And if I were to read the book and watch the show, I would be confused as fuck, because I'd be like, oh, John Jamie fucking did this, but he's still alive there.
In the book, the girl does have a name. Or doesn't. I don't know.
Yeah.
See?
Exactly. We're all very confused.
Good point. It is confusing. You start sending your coins, but then you forget which coins you sent where, and now there's several keys to several different forks, and you're like, where are my coins?
What? Again, what's the point? Does anybody know why?
The point is that there's two developers, right? Let's just say there's two developers and they didn't get along, so one said, I'm going to go with my ball and my coin this way.
This is what I hate about it the most. There's two developers arguing and it's causing this big fucking thing.
Boiled down, yes.
This is like
obviously more than two developers.
This is like the Demoulas thing with the Market Basket grocery store and going on strike and the whole big.
They should have forked into Market Basket.
I don't remember. Was that in the Game of Thrones book? I don't remember that.
It's not good.
It is good.
Here's how it would be good. It would be good if I could be like, Nick, here's $1,000 and a thumb drive. Put $1,000 of Bitcoin on this thumb drive, and then I'm going to hold it with me.
That'd be easy.
Shit ever goes down, I'll fucking swallow it.
That would defeat the purpose.
That would probably
but I could easily
your...
put $1,000 of Bitcoin on a thumb drive.
Really?
Yeah, it's one bit of coin.
You basically just get
now.
The password to the Bitcoin.
Yeah. Yeah, you can do
but
like
then it's available
bolts.
Anyway. Like anybody could type in a password.
Yeah, it's you can't type in you have to know the password.
Yeah.
It's very long.
Do you guys want to start like a spin-off show about cryptocurrency?
Fuck you. No. Good. You know what?
Yeah, that's sure.
If this is any indication of how that will be.
Welcome to year 7 of What the Fuck is Bitcoin? The podcast.
That's a completely untapped market that no one else has ever talked about before.
Good point.
I would love to do that.
So just like a little behind the scenes thing. Since I'm the guest and I've been here for a while, make sure make sure you ask how things are going with me.
Suck a dick.
At some point. Just at some point over the next couple hours.
Next topic.
Proceed. Yeah. Just a little note for the future.
Yeah. So we're all going to die in a nuclear fire. But hey.
What kind of fire?
Nuclear.
Shh. Who cares? I don't even know what the word
is. Just so you listeners know, Puke did an after show while I was asleep, and I didn't get to hear it live, even though I was 12 feet away. But I listened to it after the fact. There were so many times he said nuclear, and no one said a fucking word. Not one of you. Meaning the chat says, Macy, whoever else was on the show, not one of you said a goddamn thing to him. I'm very disappointed.
Maybe no one's that petty anymore.
Fuck you. That's not petty.
No,
it's
not.
Speech.
Yes,
it's words. No, it's... If I say something constantly wrong, I would hope to God you correct me so I stop saying it wrong. I don't want to go through life embarrassed about how I say things.
I don't.
Should we tell him all the things he's done wrong?
I'm going to start.
Well, yeah, what are some things that...
First of all, why are you still wearing my shirt?
I like it. Did I give this shirt to you?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I have one of Andrew's shirts, and I can wear
it. Don't you even fuck
fucking think about trying to pretend like that's my shirt. I got those shirts at Target. They're specifically made.
He said it wrong.
What are they? Mossimo. They're Mossimo shirts. They don't have a tag. They're very nice and soft. They make excellent undershirts, and they stop making them. And every time I go to Target, they don't have them.
I like this
so
shirt.
So don't you fucking take my shirt. I only have 12.
I stayed at Puke's house a few nights ago, and I didn't have any t-shirts.
Yeah.
So I borrowed this t-shirt.
It's insane. Like, I found these t-shirts. This was back in the day.
I think you just told us the whole story. You just shouted the whole story.
Thank you. It was back when I was going to the gym too, and they make excellent like gym shirts, and they're soft and comfy, and they're like, I don't know, like regular t-shirts, like Brett, Joe, Jeff, whatever your name is. He's wearing a t-shirt. You got the screen print. You know, it's kind of a thicker cotton, right? It doesn't. I don't know. It's too much when you're. Maybe these shirts aren't fully cotton, but like when you're active, like the cotton just soaks it up. It's heavy and weird.
I've been getting real sweaty lately.
Yeah, I can punch and kick.
Yeah, so I found these shirts and I bought one or two.
About it.
You nearly just punched me in the face. And they were great shirts, and I bought more. And every time I'd go back, and like now they're getting old, and I can't find them. Like all I do is I walk up and I feel them. I feel the shirt, and I'm like. It's not the right shirt.
I'd like to start a spinoff about shirts.
Welcome to the Shirt Factory.
The Puke and the Gang podcast network is blowing up like North Korea just showed up.
Wait. There's a good name for like shirt, right? Something with shirt
it's
in the
pronounced
title.
Shirt.
Shirt in the title. Like what? Like let's get a show name with shirt.
Piece of Shirt podcast.
That was a good shirt.
No, like the is shirt, can shirt be kind of a pun?
Oh, I got a shirt.
Shirt my pants.
Oh, I got a
shirt my pants. Oh, and that could be about like whole outfits.
Yeah.
Whole outfits. It's a show. It's a
oh my God.
Coming soon to the Puke and the Gang podcast network. It's a show about whole outfits. Shirt my pants.
Yeah, name of the episode, motherfucker. And the entire time this podcast is running, we'll just have this music playing in the background.
Because gay.
Yeah. What were we talking about?
China. We're
Bitcoin.
All going to die in nuclear fire.
What kind of fire?
I said nuclear.
China is using North Korea as a puppet.
We got it.
Now, to lure the U.S. into economic ruin.
But my question,
theory,
like, isn't,
a theory by
isn't
Brett.
The USA a...
Who?
USA.
USA. Oh,
America.
USA.
Who say?
Don't we prop up their economy? Like,
who,
aren't they
China?
Selling all the China? Or is China now selling shit to like Europe?
Oh, see, the plan
like,
is to have yeah.
China's domestic market has grown much larger than the U.S. market.
I'll tell you a lesson from history.
I know about this actually.
Yeah. But China needs a lot to they need to offload junk in the U.S. But
yeah,
but there must be some kind of contingency plan for after a complete economic collapse.
Well, here's the thing: wages in China are going up.
Yeah.
Labor costs are going up. It's not getting that cheap anymore to make in China because U.S. is getting cheap because we're all poor.
A lot of that shit's going to India, I've heard. India and like Southeast Asia.
Historically, the superpower of the world moves west, right? Like the dominant force in the world.
Yeah.
It starts
happens when it gets to the edge of the flat earth?
Well, that's interesting. It starts in the Middle East, right? That is the original seat of power, Egypt. Then it moves to Greece, which is to the west. Then it moves to Rome, which is to the west.
Also west,
And then eventually Mr. Miyagi makes it to Al's Diner.
Then it moves to
Wisconsin.
Britain. Then it moves to Britain.
Yep.
Right? Then it moves to America.
And Spain.
And, well,
around there somewhere.
Yeah.
Spain,
yeah.
Portugal.
Actually, okay. In 1488, you're right. Yeah, you could argue that Spain, which is... east
of
Great Britain.
I mean, a little bit. Kind of south.
Right.
Was the world power before the Spanish. There was a storm in 1488 that wiped out the entire armada, and then the British took over right then. Maybe it was 1588. It was 1588. Yeah, maybe it was 1488.
He's just throwing out random numbers now. I don't know. Nobody knows what he's talking about.
When did the armada get wiped out trying to sail up the Thames River?
1492.
No. Yeah,
Ocean
it was 1588.
Blue.
It was 1588. Yeah. Because it was after Columbus,
right? So anyway, it sort of did a little loop-de-loo there, and then we go to Britain.
Yeah,
they own the planet, and then
goes to America.
What, World War One? Then it's America because everybody fucking dies in Europe,
right?
Yeah, and then it goes to Mexico.
Should go.
Oh, right.
It just completely skips over Africa and South America.
And in the 80s, they thought it was leaving America and going to Japan.
Mm.
I would have thought that, too.
Well, yeah.
I mean, look. Here's what you look at.
Their economy went to shit, though, right?
The Pacer, the Gremlin, the Pinto, the Chevette. And then you see the Corolla. I would have thought everything was going to Japan, too.
Right.
Sony. Lexus. CDs.
Yeah, everything electronic.
Rexus.
Rexus.
What's erect?
Erect.
Well, I'm scared now. I feel like
not
yeah,
in this family.
So that's interesting because, like I always
you
figure,
tell
like,
Danny fire.
Like they said, like yeah, North Korea, like just because you can build a rocket and like chuck it up into fucking space and it comes back down, like that's kind of like artillery. Like you can lob it over stuff and you can walk it in, kind of. Like you can do some math. You're like, well, we flew it up here and it came back down here. But like,
heavy, I think heavy artillery.
Yes, like I don't think that they have the capability to target something on the other side of the planet the way that we and Russia do and stuff like that. But if China's helping them out and they're like, hey, take this little nav box here and strap this to your rocket.
Yeah, you would think it would just be a matter of time before.
I know it's shaped like one of those paper fold apart. Takeout boxes with a wire hanger on it, but trust me, it's really strong.
Yeah. Why don't they just put like a steering wheel on it and put a guy on it?
Oh yeah,
because it does literally go into space and it would kill them. But they could probably put two guys.
Right way.
Just,
what if he got like a helmet?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
And a gas mask.
Yeah, you're right. I'm surprised they don't like because they don't give a fuck about people, do they?
Hmm. Who? The North Koreans?
North
no,
Koreans,
the Chinese.
Yeah.
No, it's a fucking slave
Chinese.
State.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that and the Chinese have their most abundant resources, people.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, the North Koreans have a lot of people in, like, prison camps, too.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. There's a guy, he's up in space, there's, like, two of them, one has a fold-out fucking McDonald's map.
Well, either way, I'm not scared at all. I just want to think about who I can sell more shit to. China. How awful of a China person am I for that?
You need to get...
No, really. I mean, I feel the same way. It's kind of
thanks.
Like, what are you going to do? What are you going
to
do, Nick?
You need to
what's
get in
plan?
The bunker selling business.
Oh.
No. That was... I'm 50 years past that boat.
Well, then you're not going to sell anything.
We
sorry.
Missed that boat by 50 fucking years.
He said bunkers, not yeah. boats. No wonder you can't sell bunkers.
All right, so I think we...
So what are you going to do, Brett?
About what?
What are you doing
the
about
Chinamen.
Like, you're worried about these Chinamanans?
Yeah, I'm worried about the Chinese Chinamen. I'm worried about the North Korean Chinamen.
Yeah.
I'm concerned about Chinamen across the board.
Yeah.
I'm worried about Chinamen of all ethnicities.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I just think it's a cause for concern, but I don't want to be hysterical. I don't like records of me being hysterical online on episodes of Puke in the Gang. So, you know, I'm just doing it. I'm just taking it one day at a time. So, you know, more will be revealed, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I guess so.
Caught right? Anybody?
No, I don't.
South Park?
Get that.
I don't know.
The Jetsons?
Do I ever make South Park references?
I don't think so.
Ever?
But I wouldn't know because I don't watch South Park.
You said caught right? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a Seinfeld episode where the entire episode is them waiting for a table at a Chinese restaurant. And he goes, I gave you my name. It was Costanza. And he goes, yeah, I say Cartwright. They kept calling him Cartwright. It was very funny. The same guy from, I think it was a bad guy in Big Trouble in Little China.
Jackie Chan?
No. Kurt Russell.
I remember that episode. And then they leave and he says the name.
Yep.
Yeah. I've ruined it. Sorry.
What's the
spoiler?
What's the next topic, Puke?
Yeah, we guys got probably lots of topics.
I don't know. This is a weird one. I thought of people that swing their arms too much when they walk. What's the deal with these fucking people?
I'm so excited.
There was the opposite of that in the Seinfeld episode.
Oh, okay.
Invisible suitcases.
Oh,
that's
really?
What Elaine called it.
No,
it's like
I
she's
see,
carrying invisible suitcases.
I see people,
not swinging her arms.
Especially the fat women. Like,
really?
They like you ever
well,
see them walking?
They,
and they're like they're going crazy with their fucking arms
because they're so fat. Their arms swing sideways.
No, they use their arms to propel themselves forward.
Yeah, maybe. To them that's a sprint.
Oh,
because they're so fat, they have got to really
I
swing
see,
them.
Yeah, I see men and women, all kinds of people when they
all
walk.
All sizes.
And yeah, sometimes all sizes, but mainly the larger the folk, the more they'll flail them fucking arms, and they're like they're just walking like normal, and I'm like, How do you do that? Like, when you walk, you just kind of naturally swing them, but, like, how would you just, like, it's like, you would have to...
I've never seen George Jefferson walk. Remember the Jeffersons?
No, I've never seen black people.
Do a YouTube of George Jefferson walking, and let's make sure we put it in the show notes for the folks who are just audio listeners. This motherfucker could swing his arms.
Wow, puke. Congratulations. You spelled
I somehow
all
three of those words
here he is,
properly.
George Jefferson walking.
Here it comes. Oh, I have to
hit the play button. Walk.
It said play at the top.
Follow me and be cool.
Want to be like George? Then walk this way.
Oh, I like that.
See? He's just dancing. That's
you just
got soul.
You bounce a little bit and you touch your lapel.
Or sit down.
Look at these race relations on television in the 70s. You know?
Sure, sure.
Nick, how do you feel about race relations?
In the 70s or now?
Ah, both. Do the 70s first.
The 70s...
No, wait, go by decades. 70s, 80s, 90s. 20-aughts, 2010s.
A race for relations.
I feel like a sinusoidal curve, most likely.
Are you speaking Chinese now?
Between each
decade. Just going to go back to China. Yeah.
I think back in the 50s was bad, 60s good, 70s bad, 80s good.
70s bad?
No, I don't know. I'm making stuff
no,
up.
No, I feel like the colored folk, they had an uprising in the 70s.
Okay, yeah. Sorry. So then it's a cosinusoidal.
Like, it was cool to be black in the 70s.
Then there was the time in the 2010s when you said colored folk, and that might be an indicator that things could be better in this decade. This is probably the worst decade for race relations since
the 60s. Yeah.
All I know is whenever Hairspray came out, that was their peak.
Why?
The play or the product?
I thought it was Welcome Back, Cotter.
For the blacks?
Yeah.
Why? There was a black kid in that.
There are several black kids in that. And all the whites tried to look like blacks. They were all had afro. Even Mr. Cotter had an afro.
Ah, that was a Jew thing, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, did the blacks steal a fro from the Jews?
Blacks stole a lot of things. And I know how this sounds, but hear me out. Blacks stole a lot of things from the Jews.
Let me find my Wagner.
Really?
Yep.
The Jew, a Negro.
Yeah. See, you're getting the hang of it. The blacks, the Jews, were the best athletes.
What?
Yeah.
Basketball. I don't think we identify the Jews as the same group of people.
Basketball used to be dominated by Jews.
John Lovitz.
Right.
You're saying is the peak of athleticism.
No. There's all kinds of Jews. Some Jews are, you know, short and have large heads. And kind of bulbous frames.
Well done, my friend.
Others are lanky. You've got your lanky Jews.
Adam Driver.
Yep, there's a lanky Jew.
He doesn't strike me as athletic. Like, he was a fucking villain in Star Wars.
Ari Shaffir, he's a lanky Jew.
I just watched him.
Boxers. A lot of Jewish boxers back in the 1900s
day.
Or some shit.
Yeah, Jews were the athletes. And then the blacks said,
Sugar Ray Goldstein.
Sugar Ray Goldstein. Yep. And then the blacks said, you know what? We're pretty athletic. We should take over. And they did.
Yeah. Cultural appropriation.
What else did the blacks steal from the
Jazz?
Jews?
Manny Pachyberg.
I don't know what that is. Well, the Jews helped the blacks, too, with music by recording it and then taking all the money. Jews stole from the blacks.
Yeah, some Jewish guy came up and he was like, here, try this... You could wait. Fuck.
What's
the fucking squeeze box thing?
Accordion. My grandma played that shit.
The Jews were like, here, try this corn. They were like, nigga, please.
Mama's got the
squeeze
box.
Slapped it out of the Jew's hand and grabbed that fucking saxophone.
Daddy never sleeps at night.
That's by the Who.
What?
Who?
Mama's got a squeeze box. Daddy
Is it really?
Never sleeps at night.
No, it's...
And mama's got a squeeze box and daddy never sleeps at night.
No.
I'm totally nailing the impression.
Yeah, but it's not the Who.
One more time. Mama's got a squeeze box and daddy never sleeps at night. By the Who?
I don't think so.
Who is it by, Puke? The Who.
The Who, squeeze box.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Play the chorus. Here, play the chorus.
That's an actual... Oh, it's an album.
Yeah, squeeze box. Why don't you
you got to give me some time here, guys.
Mom! I want to sing that part.
That's funny that you guys set up that plug-in again to replace all the words with the Who, just to trick Andrew again.
You did.
What's going on?
We're waiting for this Who video to play.
But what were we even talking about?
I have no clue because I have to tune out.
Jews and blacks.
When I hear
what
anything.
Tune out?
Because I don't know what the Who is. Nor do I know what All a black right. person is.
Why can't
a singer
you just
is?
Learn some things?
He's too busy forking.
Is he related to Ray?
Yes. Romano.
Charles.
Okay. Hold on.
Ray Fingertoes.
Nick just said Ray. And then he squinted his eyes and played an air piano.
Ray.
Kind of like Stevie?
Yeah, Stevie.
Stevie Wonder.
How
do you know who that is?
Listen.
What color is Stevie Wonder?
Just like you played the news quiz, you could give Nick the pop quiz.
I could do that. I would totally do that. Just, during the break, I'm going to make that.
Blah, 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 did blah, 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 blank, and okay. I would never know the answer.
Okay.
How's a squeeze box going to
And it's going to, it's like, can be the most obvious things on Earth.
Okay.
Ready?
Go.
Go.
Try to find the chorus.
I don't know where the fuck
don't
that would
get
be.
No rest. He's been playing
Well, fuck
all
me.
Night.
I guess you're right.
Well, I'll just let it play.
What?
Because the music's so tight. I don't know if that's the word.
Mom, I think it is.
All right, go ahead.
All right, ready? Here we go.
All right. It's all right. Mama's got a squeeze box and he never sleeps at night. Fuck yeah. Here's the next verse in the song.
Well, the kids don't eat and the dog can't sleep. There's no escape from the music in the whole dance beat.
Nice playing all night. I'm really getting that voice. Why can't I hear myself in these headphones?
It just are they too quiet?
No, it just means it's hard to hear. Now there's an effect on my voice. Yeah. Hello?
Oh. Hello. Hey. Welcome back.
So what point are we getting to? The squeeze box, Brett?
I don't remember. Puke. Andrew said the squeeze box thing.
Yeah.
I did not.
Something
Nick said.
Jews...
And they slapped it. No, Puke said the squeeze
box. I don't know who's saying
thing.
What.
Puke said squeeze box.
It's been 7 minutes apparently since he said squeeze
a
box.
A Negro slapped it out of a Jew's hand and said, "I'm playing the saxophone."
You're saying the blacks right. stole the shit from my people.
The blacks stole athletics, the Jews stole the money.
Wow.
I guess what we're saying here is blacks and Jews steal.
You're telling me the blacks had the money at some point?
No, they should have had the money. They earned the money. They had the talent. The Jewish music moguls kind of the story.
Wait, the
is
Jewish music what?
Moguls.
Okay.
That's, exploited.
That's what we call Jew people.
Black
moguls.
Talent.
I thought you said mobiles.
Like nuclears.
Yeah, that's what I was worried about there.
Like muggles.
What do I say wrong?
I don't know.
Probably
I don't think I speak anything wrong.
Anything in Pittsburgh.
No, I...
Jewish music mogul?
Right. Now, wait, what was that? What was that movie that came out recently about the hip hop niggas with attitude? Right? Wasn't that N.W.A.?
Yeah, Paul Giamatti.
Paul Giamatti was the Jew, bad Jew,
and he was also the bad Jew in Love and Mercy with Brian Wilson, John Cusack, Brian Wilson, Paul Dano, Brian Wilson. Nick's okay, not understanding any of this.
Well, you lost me too. So
oh, good.
So what?
Paul Giamatti.
So yeah, people were like, "What's the deal with the walking?"
With what?
Why do they do that? They walk, and they're all like their arms are going crazy.
Oh,
but
right.
Not in a cool way, and they're just flailing them.
Lots of arm swinging. That's the discussion.
Oh, yeah. People flail. Yeah, and George Jefferson. That's how we got there.
Yeah.
A black who flails.
Did you guys? A Negro.
Oh, yeah.
Let's keep going. Did Let's you go guys, back through all of it.
Did you guys see...
So, Puke, what do you think? Have you confronted anyone about this yet? This arm
Oh,
thing?
No. I don't talk to people that walk like that.
Well, what could we do?
I think,
racist.
I think... Like, what? No. The latest one I saw that made me think of this last week was some fat chick on the side of the road, like just walking.
What if we start
and
lassoing
people? And she was flailing hard.
What if we start lassoing people who do this? We go to Walmart.
I think like that you should have weights in your arms. If you flail your arms too much, you just put some fucking dumbbells, like a 5-pounder in each hand.
See, that I thought that's what the physics of it were, right? So like they're really fat and walking is kind of a pain in the ass and maybe they're out
that's
of
what it is.
What are those things called? Jitterbugs? Those little carts in the supermarket?
Ram!
Wait, no.
Oh, no, the jitterbug is that phone
wham.
For old people, giant buttons.
Wham?
Wham.
Wham!
The jitterbug.
You put the jitterbug into my heart. It goes bang, 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 bang,
That was the worst sounding thing I ever heard in my life.
You, pull up Jitterbug. Let's sing along.
This
let's
is not it. It. No, what are you doing?
Let's do the song.
So I was going to say Google has a hip hop turntable on there. You know how they do the doodle?
How
I guess
about
it's
the
anniversary of hip hop or something. And you can change records. Let's change records. Betty Wright, bam. Let's go.
Nice. There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Thanks, random black person. All right, what the fuck do you want me to look up?
Why don't we save that for the second
wake
half?
Wake me up before you go. Yeah,
we'll open the second half with that. We'll open the second half.
Don't worry.
That'll be big. Everyone listening, look forward to the beginning of the second half. We are going to have some wham coming at you.
Yeah.
All right.
I got the button, you fucks.
You're going to break?
No.
Okay, what's the next topic?
We got show notes?
Did we resolve the
fact? No, we resolved nothing.
Okay, so I think what it is, if you watch these people, they're probably in Walmart, and the physics of it is because they don't like to walk.
This goes back to China. China hate people to flail their arms.
They're kind of pouting as they walk each step. They go.
I see it as kind of like a what's that called? Like a.
Ambulatory.
Like
a
flail?
No, what's that? Like a machine that uses energy to keep moving.
Kinetic.
A robot?
Kinetic motion machine. Kinetic motion machine?
Yeah, they've got like
perpetual motion machine.
Oh, because their arms are so fat.
Right.
If they get enough momentum with them,
and
it just propels the whole body
forward. Imagine if you put a six pack of Mountain Dew in the chant. Right? So now you got that extra weight.
Yeah.
At the end. That goes up, and that's to get ready for the swing back, and the swing back propels forward.
Yep. Mm,
could be.
Physics of fat people.
And the downward force
on Puke and the Gang Science
of the arm with the Mountain Dew makes the leg essentially bounce up and forward.
Right. I've also noticed large people that like when they walk in their lower leg, they kind of just swing forward. Yeah. Like, they don't step forward, they swing it.
They just teeter-totter back and forth?
Yeah, like, you can just tell they're kind of just, like, chucking their foot forward, swing it, and I'm just like, is that like a, like, were they fat first and they didn't, like, they used, like, no muscles whatsoever to walk? Or is it because they're large now that they refuse to use muscles to walk because it's...
No, they probably surprisingly have a lot of muscle.
I know, like, when the largemans, when they shrink down, if they lose a lot of weight...
They got
fat
giant
people
calves.
Got calves for days.
Like, I was talking to Brett on the phone last week.
That's me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to stop him and say, holy shit, I'm looking at, like, the fattest person I ever saw in my life. They don't even fit in that oversized wheelchair.
Ooh.
There's one giant leg and one humongous leg.
Like, one was bigger than the other.
One leg was the entire elephant man.
It was an elephant.
Yes.
For a leg.
But, like, I feel bad enough for how fat I am. How do fat people...
Yeah, I know, right?
How does that work?
They must feel terrible. It's awful. It's really... If it wasn't so funny, we would stop and say, you know what? This is a goddamn tragedy. We would. Because it's like, you know, it's just different ways of mistreating yourself. You know, there's different ways to mistreat yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And they show up in different ways. For some people, it's smoking. For some people, it's drinking.
Shit. For Andrew, it's
are
many
you just
of those
talking
things.
About me?
No.
I feel like you are.
But those things don't always manifest
right
so physically, right? Yeah. Fat people, it's like the meth of food.
It is. Food is their meth.
Food is their meth, right? Because meth is like, you could drink for 20 years and, you know, maybe you'd notice a little bit.
They eat a funnel cake and they go, tight. Who gets that?
I didn't get
what is that from?
Breaking Bad.
Oh. Okay.
Tuco.
I feel like... Never mind.
Do it again. Do it again. Do that. Just do the joke again.
What?
Like, people are rewinding their MP3 players right now because they want to hear that again. So let's just do it again for them.
They eat a funnel cake and they're like, tight. And they point a gun.
I like it. All right. So, yeah. I mean, meth is like real quick, or crocodile, whatever that shit is
crocodile.
That makes your skin fall off.
Yeah, that was...
Cocodrilo.
No, cocodrilo is the one... Isn't that the one that... what's the one that makes you, like, forget and makes you very suggestible? You're almost, like, in a spell.
Cat?
No, alcohol? It's like a powder, and people go.
Florida Blarb.
South, it's in South America.
You blow it at people?
Oh, ayahuasca?
No, you, no, no, no.
No, ayahuasca. They drink that shit.
You blow this as a powder. You blow it in your face. It's like, hey, let's go to your apartment.
DMT?
And I'll fuck you in the butt. No, 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 no.
Would you like some tacos?
No, this is something. God,
I
what
forgot.
Is the
I was too
drug?
Suggestible and I was hypnotized. Suggestible.
Puke. Google hypnotism powder.
Burritos.
South America hypnotism powder. And
do
maybe
you
add the word
have
vice.
Any burritos?
See,
I was about to type that. What's happening?
I'd like to do a new spinoff where we Google stuff that Brett tells us to Google.
Okay, so what's up with you? How are you?
I'm good.
How are things? How's your hair? You took your hood down.
Yeah, it's getting hot in here.
Yeah, it is.
So we need to turn on that AC. That's why I want to go to break soon.
In 7 more minutes.
I shouldn't have put on a long sleeve shirt.
No, you shouldn't have. Why are you wearing a fucking hoodie when it's a million degrees outside?
I like the hoodie.
I don't care if you like it. I have hoodies too that I like. I'm not wearing them. I'm wearing puke shirt.
Devil's breath.
The most dangerous drug in the world. Devil's breath. Chemical from Colombia can block free worldwide memory. It's called scopolamine.
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 Fuck yeah. That's okay. It.
Hey.
You blow it at someone?
Scopolamine.
Yeah, I guess you just go.
Within minutes, victims are like zombies, coherent but with no free will.
What if you accidentally suck instead of blow?
Well, you're supposed to suck.
No, you blow.
You blow it in someone's face.
You blow it in someone's face.
Then you get their bank account.
That sounds like kind of like poison ivy.
Yeah, same idea.
Yeah.
Except you get
That's
Batman.
Something you walk into and then you get itchy.
No, Batman.
The character.
The villain.
Oh.
All right, so let's
You
say
need to learn things.
You blow scopolamine on somebody. You're like, all right, let's go to your apartment and I'll fuck you in the butt. And they go, all right.
Okay.
So then you get there, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's like, all right, it's time for... Time for me to butt fuck you, like we
Your
talked about.
Your butthole is bigger than you think it is.
On the way, okay. On the way. Oh, okay, but then, like, when you actually come down to the physics of putting a dick in a butt,
it doesn't go that well.
The power of suggestion,
the powder of suggestion.
You'd have to
That's
lube
not that
it up.
Funny,
good one,
right?
Nick.
No, I don't think so.
I think it was.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess you could only do so much with scopolamine.
I mean, dry anal rape is obviously awful for the rapee. It's awful,
for
but it's
everybody.
Not good for the rapist either.
No, it's not. It's like, why would anyone even do that?
Yeah, that just sounds really painful. Like that's like torn foreskin.
Ugh.
That's what's going to happen.
No, I mean, yes. If you're a rapist, you spend several months working up some calluses, so you're good.
Right.
You have to train for this forcible thing.
Oh yeah,
you have to work on. You have this wall, right? It's just smaller and smaller holes you work down. So you spend a week on one. Right, then
made of sandpaper.
Right, yeah. Then you level up. It's like going to the gym.
They make fleshlights for this.
It's like going to the gym, and then you set the diameter, and then you walk away, and the next guy comes up, and he goes, "Oh man, the guy before me really."
Right.
I don't know what.
Re-rack your butt weight,
because you always look at the weight.
You start with a very well used wiener cleaner, and you work your way back to newer and newer wiener cleaners.
Hmm. No, because even the new wiener cleaner.
Not big enough.
Anyway, what's next?
Hey!
Right.
Not yet.
I'd like to...
Okay.
Thank you
I'm
to
out of
the
water.
Listeners. Let's do some emails real quick.
Okay.
Fuck. So Facebook's being a pain in the dick.
This
and
is
I can't,
Facebook,
I
not
literally
email.
Can't scroll, but anyway, somebody said... he said, are we hanging out with some douche in Charlottesville? Brett, I believe you knew something about this.
Charlottesville.
That's actually news. Should we?
Next question in the news quiz.
Oh, that story is crazy.
Hold on, Brett.
Andrew. Jeez.
Yes, Nick.
Wait. Shit, I don't know where it went. Hang on. Hang on.
Yeah, hang on.
Oh, while he's doing stuff, I'd
Don,
like to mention...
At least one was killed in Charlottesville during a white nationalist and counter-protester rally after blank.
I thought it was an alt-right protest.
I don't freaking know.
White nationalist.
White nationalist and counter-protester rally after one died after blank, or at least one was killed after blank.
Altercations. I'm not wrong.
No. Slappy fights.
You'll be more specific.
Physical altercations.
Pew, or Brett.
Car drove through a crowd.
A car drove into the crowd.
Yay! I have a draft for that.
See, oh, so tonight.
2 points for Brett.
Brett got here first, and he's like, did you hear about Charlottesville? And I go,
No.
Don't tell me Nick might do a news show. Wait a minute. Do tell me. But he didn't tell me enough.
More news questions. News I'm kicking ass.
Okay.
Well, news quiz.
Email.
Yeah, right.
Oh, we're going to do email. Okay. Oh. I'd also like to mention that if you're not following Puke and the Gang alternative
facts
on Facebook, go ahead and give it a share.
Yeah, you know, I don't have Facebook anymore, but a few nights ago I was hanging out with Nick and Puke at the bar, and I said, Puke, let me see your phone, and I looked at Puke and the Gang alternative facts, and I cracked myself up reading the past couple months worth.
Yeah, so look them up. Puke and the Gang alternative facts. Thank you, whoever the fuck does that.
P-A-T-G-A-F.
Yeah. all right, so we've got some...
That's what kids say online.
I know.
Okay.
And we had some comments somewhere. Somebody said, like, you know, oh, I think last week we only had a... We didn't have a regular show. We were busy. We took a weekend off. And we PCL only. So somebody said definitely worth it in the comments. So thank you for that.
Where can you sign up for the PCL, Puke?
PukeandtheGang.com/VIP.
And I just want to mention this. Brett and I did three parts of Andrew and Brett's teen saga.
Uh-huh.
And there's more coming. I was thinking about it a lot today, and I got a lot to say about it. I got a lot more. And I'm realizing a lot of things in that time period of my life, like mindsets, I still carry with me those same thought processes and feelings. Like, the people don't matter so much from back then. But I was there, and I'm still here.
Right.
Yeah, it's affecting me still.
Your past self was there, which translated to your future new man self.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
I would like Teen Saga to be, what if new man Andrew could go back and spend 10 seconds with old man Andrew?
I would say, Andrew, you are a faggot.
That would have solved
all
of your problems.
Stop being such a douchebag.
Oh, I thought you were trying to convince your old self that you were gay.
That would be all right, too. Grab more girls by the tits. Pull out your dick. Yes.
Very good. Any other emails, Puke?
Yes, we have one.
Yes.
This is Agorist Jim. This is kind of a hate mail, possibly.
I see why that's so fun to do, Brett.
Yeah, it's super fun.
It is all really right, fun. You ready for this, Nick?
Sure.
It's funny how Nick talks shit about... Do we want to talk about that other show?
I haven't read this email.
Neither have I.
Maybe I should have been able to censor it, but I'll trust your judgment, which I shouldn't.
What do you judge?
It's funny how Nick talks shit about Ian and Daryl W. Perry, but doesn't have the nerve to invite... Oh, shit. It's off the screen.
This is the best show.
Doesn't have the nerve to invite them on the show and actually... It's all caps.
Hold on
talk shit to them in their faces. Nick is a backstabbing little coward bitch who never...
Stop. Let me address each point.
There was no period yet.
I don't care. There's not a fucking period. People don't know how to write. There's no period.
It's 102 word sentence.
There's no periods. So,
oh, shit. None at all anywhere. Wow.
Yeah. So stop when I tell you to fucking stop. First off, we do confront people. We have confronted Ian. Look back 184 fucking or 190
some
episodes.
Yeah, right. It's been a couple years now.
We have. Have we not?
We did.
Especially with Julia.
Nick's just staring off into space. I don't know.
Like for like a good 20 episodes, all we did was make fun of Freakeen. That was all of our show content.
My main point about Daryl is I find him boring. Hey, boring man, come on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Why is he
boring?
I mean, he's a fine man, but...
He's a fine man.
He's a fine man.
He throws pens.
Certain. Yeah, listen to the PCL.
What's the PCL? Douche.
The entire PCL.
Where
listen
would you
all
find
of
it?
Them? I think I talked about Daryl during the Porkfest walk-around show.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe so.
What'd you say about him?
Yeah, because the man who throws pens?
Speaking of the Porkfest walk-around show, I saw the man who was shot a couple days ago.
Yes.
He looks fantastic.
That guy's on the Porkfest walk-around show, too.
Yeah,
if you hear
getting shot does wonders.
If you want to know what it feels like to get shot and die, talk to him. Cause
well,
he
didn't do the second half.
Well, I mean, only because someone saved him.
Yeah.
As far as his body's concerned, it died, right? Someone just happened to bring him back.
His body's in great shape now.
Right. He used a lot of resources not dying, I guess.
Oh, right. Okay. Well.
Let's see here. Actually talk shit to them in their faces. Nick is a backstabbing little coward bitch who never cared about liberty. And instead, he just likes to talk shit about the guys on the front lines doing all the heavy lifting.
What are they lifting?
I'm
Brett.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, you cross the line and go over that side of the fence.
What side of the fence?
The Keene side of the fence? I've Ian's house side of the fence?
Yeah, I did Free Talk Live a while
back. You did Free Talk Live very recently.
Yeah, maybe a month ago.
So what is he talking about? What lines? What front lines?
I don't know.
I've been to jail.
Yeah, that was on the second. That was on the back line.
Oh. What else does he say?
Nick is a fucking little snake who uses the website we're not going to mention and Ian to get ahead. And he insults Daryl E. because Daryl actually cares about liberty and freedom. Nick, invite them on and tell them how you feeling in Ted of talking shit on your little fuck bitch show and Facebook.
Fuck bitch show.
Oh, stop. You should do a show with Daryl. just do like a PCL with Daryl.
Hey.
Do news with Daryl.
He doesn't mention that I walked right into that studio and did a show with Cody O'Connor.
Oh yeah.
Our worst enemy. There I was.
Is he our worst?
No, he's your favorite man.
I thought he was your favorite.
And Cody O'Connor is like basically the embodiment of the problem. The problem in Keene.
Well,
right?
Anyway.
So if you, like, that is, going after Cody O'Connor is basically like decapitating. That movie, right? Like, you take down Cody O'Connor,
he is
the rest
at the top
of it falls.
The pyramid.
Because it's like, what do you got going on out here, Free Keene?
Other than Cody O'Connor.
We got about 12 Cody O'Connors and, like, four girls who would date somebody like Cody O'Connor. That's about what's basically going on.
Yeah.
All right. Bring me Cody O'Connor, and I'll deal with him. It's just fucking dominoes. Fucking Domino's.
$5 large pizzas.
So this guy should fuck off.
There's a lot of personal drama on Facebook. A lot of people like swapping wives there. So, yeah, I don't know. Let's see here. Daryl and Ian have done more for Liberty on one episode of FTL. Hey, that's my thing.
No, they haven't.
On FTL. Then you
sucker
will ever do your entire life. Go watch Daryl stand up fro Liberty during the Libertarian Convention. He had me smiling and proud to be a Libertarian, while all Nick does is make me sick and angry. Fuck Andrew and puke O for letting this little bitch Nick on and letting him talk shit. Mic drop.
That's all the bad things we've done is let Nick talk?
I guess so. We let Nick on the show.
I feel
show.
Like I failed.
I wish my things had gotten me ahead.
So
your things?
I wish whatever this man is claiming I've done actually did get me ahead.
Oh, give you some kind of advantage in life?
Yeah, because right now we're sitting at like 12 listeners and one PCL subscriber.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know what prompted this.
Maybe we should just join forces with Darley and
yeah, Darley.
And go on
and he
go on.
Oh, my
network.
God.
Oh, my God, what?
You should pre-record the new... No.
Sorry.
No. The news segments that we send to Andrew should be pre-recorded by Daryl. And he would just be like, today in the news, that like, how does he, can't even replicate it, but he's just like completely monotone on that.
Daryl does a great news show. I love it.
No, you don't. Anyway, yeah, I don't know what prompted this, but random weird emails coming in. So anyway, hey, let's listen to a PCL, like we mentioned. Episode 290 after show, Brett was on. Macy, and the chat says we're here.
Oh, you released that?
Yeah.
Oh.
What would I...
I thought it was fine.
What else would I have done with that?
I don't know.
Like shoved it up my dick like a breadstick?
Up your dick.
Go to break.
All right, let's go to break. Shove it up your dick.
It's like fuck. Apple is so stupid.
Yeah.
Everything
it's like problem solved. There'll be no more crime now because we don't have the gun emoji.
And I hate the whole Apple culture. Bunch of jerks.
I know. Strawberries are way better.
Mm. Yeah.
I would like to know what the thought process was behind Steve Jobs and probably Wozniak or whoever. Like, did they just have like a whiteboard of fruit names? And they're like, they were sitting there, and they're like,
stroking their
chin. I thought apple was his favorite fruit.
Is that that would make sense. I
thought
never heard
that's
this.
What it
know.
Was.
I think it's a reference to the tree of knowledge. Could also be like a Newton thing.
Okay. Yeah. They did have the Apple Newton personal assistant device that bombed.
Yeah. Apples are very, you know, like an educational fruit.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's... Yeah, what is that? Like the teacher's apple on the
teacher
desk
gets an apple. Newton
the evil,
had one fall on his head, and that was important.
Yeah,
to
the
him.
Evil witch fed an apple to what's her fuck Rapunzel or whatever.
An apple falls off the tree.
Apple
of
a day keeps your horrible
doctor away.
Yeah, what? An apple a day makes you poop.
Down the stairs.
Apples are high in a compound called pyruvate, which helps you lose weight.
You're just making things up.
Nope. That's just a fact.
Pypoopate?
Yes, it was. It's level one to say your butthole is chafed. Brett, are you ready to see if you can close out the news quiz?
Yep.
So we were just wondering what would happen if Puke was choking in his house and how, if there was any chance he'd live. And there's probably no.
Nope.
He could just send us a telegram message.
I just sent a picture of me writhing on the floor choking.
He would send us a Pony Express.
I suppose, but man.
What would I do? No one's near me.
You're on the biggest highway of all of us if you can sprint there with no breath without being able to breathe.
Yeah, nobody would pull
over. I don't
want
to bother highway people.
They would just think
with your death?
Yeah.
All right, a good point.
Who am I to interrupt them?
Exactly. They're going to be like, they're trying to go to work. Like, oh, some asshole's
I'll be like one of
dead.
These fucking runners who just gets in the way of people.
Yes, we know you hate everyone who doesn't do things you do.
No.
Oh, God, don't start. I'm going to get mad.
Don't use the fucking street. Don't close the fucking city down so you can not run.
I always run.
There's a sidewalk. It's called a sidewalk. Walk is closer to run than drive is.
You can't run on the sidewalk.
Yes, you fucking can.
It goes like this.
Then go to a goddamn track.
That's called track.
Streets have potholes.
Ooh.
And sewers
you
and shit.
You dodge those.
Goddamn
it. Oh my God, I hate you.
Then dodge the cars. Let me just drive and you dodge me.
That's fine. Yeah. I've done that.
You going to eat that whole ice cream thing up here?
Yeah. Why?
Well, during the show?
Yeah.
Oh. It seems like it's difficult.
And hard to talk into a mic on cue.
Snap for adoption.
If your mouth is full of ice.
Cream.
If your mouth is full of cream.
Why are you watching boxing?
Conor McGregor.
That means nothing to me.
He's an MMA.
Oh, that's not boxing.
Right.
Unless he is the one boxing the boxer?
Maybe.
Huh. In five. Brett, you ready?
Four.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm
three.
Welcome back to hour two. Wait, cut. We can have, I don't need those.
Yes, you do.
Have a wham,
yeah.
Oh.
Bring me up before you go. We're going to come back to that. No, we're not coming back. We're not back yet. Just come back to wham, okay?
And then I'll talk over the wham.
Welcome back to Puking the Gang Hour 2. I'm Brett, here with Andrew. Hey, Andrew.
Bang, bang, bang.
And Puke. Woo, I'm a gay man dancing. She's live.
He's Nick. Dead.
Hi, Nick.
I'm here.
I mean, Nick's not dead, but George Michael, right?
Should have been with you instead. Wake me up before you go-go. Don't hang on like a yo-yo. Wake me up before you go-go. Please move it back.
When I was growing up and the song was new, I thought it was Wake Me Up Before You Choke Him. And I said, who is she
very
choking?
Sexual.
Yeah.
All right, anyway,
this is everyone.
Okay. Wow. Go, go.
Oh, fuck.
Sorry. What, Nick?
Welcome to the second half of the show.
Go-go dancers are a lot different back then.
Oh, yeah. They've changed a lot over the years.
That was a good one.
Oh, it was?
Hi-yo!
Third question in the news quiz. The couple behind the controversial YouTube channel Blank has been charged with neglect of their children.
Fuck. Captain Sparkles.
No. Brett.
I don't know the name of the channel.
Puke.
Casey Neistat.
No one's ever seen YouTube before.
Yeah, I don't.
The YouTube channel Daddy05.
The
fuck is that?
Really?
I watch YouTube like every night. I'm fucking addicted to this stupid show.
I watched YouTube today and yesterday. I've never heard of Daddy05.
I loaded the YouTube page once. I didn't even see Daddy05.
You know what's on YouTube? Music videos, regular car reviews, and Jay Leno. That's it. That's all YouTube has.
I was up till nearly midnight, like Thursday night, watching videos about how the aerodynamics of F1 cars work.
I also learned how to change a clutch on a 2008 Honda Fit.
I watched a video about how a torque converter clutch works.
That's
crazy, amazing.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Brett?
Like, it's just fluid. How
favorite
does it work?
YouTube video of the last week.
This favorite is called YouTube video of the last
this
week.
This is called YouTube Gasm.
I watched
a segment of the show.
I was rewatching a documentary called Adolf Hitler: The Greatest Story Never Told.
Okay, very good. Question four: we're tied with Puke having, or sorry, with Andrew having 0 points and Brett having two.
I know. Cheating. He's flashing me.
Tied.
Oh, sorry.
Question four: Taylor Swift took the stand in court this week to testify about a former DJ. Blanky doing
Kanye.
What?
No,
you're not naming the DJ. You're talking a former DJ doing what? Why is she testifying?
Wait. So what? She's testifying about what the DJ did.
Correct.
Flashing? I don't know.
He flashed
the
her,
DJ.
Is your answer?
How the fuck would I know?
It's in the news.
This
Brett.
Is bullshit.
Got to be a rape.
No, he didn't rape her.
Puke.
Touched your butt, grabbed her butt, slapped her butt. Something with the butt.
Reached under her skirt, yes, and grabbed her butt.
All right, but, man, that woman is hot.
Is that ever really worth it? Like, are you ever like, oh, my God, look at that girl, she's super hot, or, oh, my God, it's T-Swift. I need to reach up her dress and grab her butt for a tenth of a second, and it's totally worth whatever consequences may come?
No, I don't think so, but I don't know how, like, super horny,
drunk
DJs.
Bottom line, they didn't even come.
Bottom line, dude, you got to come.
Well, there's no evidence he didn't.
Always try to come at the end.
Mm. It makes it much more worth it.
Google fired an employee this week after a blank went viral.
Video.
I fucking knew I'm going to come.
Diversity memo.
He wrote a memo about how men and women are different and sent it out. And people are pissed.
They fired him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, why did he write a memo about that?
The diversity policies at Google is what he wanted to write about.
Also, it wasn't anti-diversity.
Whatever.
Several political points. We're not getting into that. I mean, we can, but we're not right now. A runner arrested on suspicion of blank based...
Running in front of cars on the road they're not supposed to be running on.
A runner arrested on suspicion of blank based on London security footage was cleared after proving he was out of the country at the time of the offense.
Wait.
So he's arrested on suspicion of doing what?
Raping.
But then cleared.
Did you listen to this week's After Disaster?
No.
Damn. You had a chance.
I'm worried because I'm like almost all caught up on podcasts. Like I'm not even a week behind for most shows.
You're going to have to find more.
I got more.
Are you interested in World War One at all?
No.
I just said interested.
So a runner's running along. He's on security footage.
Uh-huh.
He does what? And then they arrested a guy for it, but it turned out not to be him.
They're still searching for
him. He pooped? Yeah.
Yeah.
He pooped.
Yeah.
What else could it possibly be?
Brett, your answer is also pooped?
I'll go with a different answer. Smashed a window.
Puke.
Out the way. Move, bitch. Get out the way.
He shoved a woman out of his way for no reason into the oncoming path of
Wait a
bus.
Minute. For no reason. Did she get hit by the bus?
No.
Barely no.
Okay. For no reason?
Yeah, that's what they're...
Pretty much.
So he ran towards a woman, like, off of his path,
he would
towards a woman to just shove her?
I don't know if it was out of her.
That she was in the way.
He might have veered by 3 degrees.
So she was
path.
In the way.
She was in the way.
Hey, bitch, get out the way. Move, bitch.
But there was
get
enough room for
way.
Him to move.
Get out the way, bitch.
She wasn't
get
blocking the path.
Move,
see, this
bitch.
Is the thing, man. You see, these fucking runners, they're entitled. They're like, oh, I got a time. I got a time. I can't ever slow down or divert my path or do anything to fuck up my time.
Yeah, so now-
but then I'm just driving in traffic. I'm like, hey, I got a fucking time, too. But no, I got to hit the brake pedal every 3 seconds.
So what do you do now? Now there's a runner
Yep.
But there's also someone that you're mad at blocking the sidewalk.
On the sidewalk.
The two people you hate the most are running into each other.
Good.
Who's in the right?
Whoever's going faster wins.
It makes oh
okay so they're okay. Okay.
Like
so
if runner, I'm going faster car, than the runner, I should get to shove them out of the way with my yeah. car, my truck.
Yeah, dude. It would be interesting to know like how many times has he done this where he's just like I'm fucking jogging, bitch,
dude, that's
get
great.
Out of my way.
I love that guy. I like this guy. But he was out of the country and he was shoving bitches.
He's American. This was in London or some shit.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, no, we don't know who did one, it. We don't know who did it. The person who was arrested.
Even better. That guy's accused. The best. That's okay. The best guy. Oh, well, he got away with it, too.
He looks like he's going to get away with it.
He's like the Scooby-Doo villain that never existed.
The score is Andrew 0, Brett 3, Puke 2.
Fuck. This is the worst news quiz ever.
A man was arrested on July 28th.
I never heard about any man getting arrested.
Okay, a man was arrested on July 28th on suspicion of first-degree residential burglary after leaving evidence behind by blanking.
Pooping.
Nope.
He pooped in the toilet.
Jizz.
He pooped in the toilet.
Jizz.
He poops in the toilet.
Brett?
God damn it.
Jizz. Actually, how's the news story going to deal with jizz? How is the news story going to deal with jizz? Let's see. Clipping his toenails?
He inseminated
cutting
the toilet.
His hair. He cut his hair.
Puke?
No idea. I this is
the
one
answer
that
is he pooped in the toilet and didn't flush it.
Oh,
that's what I said. Hey. I win.
Yes, you do. I just wanted to see what
everyone
else would say.
5 points for poop being the answer.
Passengers on a luxury
pooped
100 passengers on a luxury 104-day long cruise were told they needed to shut all lights off for 10 straight nights in order to blank.
Hanukkah. Oh. Wait a minute.
For what reason were they shutting all the lights off?
To make the oil last longer.
To save electricity.
I know
or
the
power?
Story.
Yeah, boats run on whale oil.
They hadn't seen a whale in a while. A whale in a while?
Whale while.
Wait a minute.
Let's
they
go.
Didn't turn off all lights to save on what? To say.
No, that wasn't
read it
part
again.
Of the question.
Let's go whale watching by whale oil.
Yeah,
whale
read it again.
Whale
I'm very confused
tours.
About this question because it sounds very Jewish.
Once Puke's done yelling, passengers on a luxury 104-day long cruise were told they needed to shut all lights off for 10 straight days in order to. 10 straight nights, rather. In order to blank.
Yeah, I like your Passover.
Keep cool.
Brett?
Avoid pirates.
Wow! Oh. Pirates.
Really?
Avoid the pirate attacks.
Pirates. Oh. Who wants to see a video of a bitch getting
Hold on. Oh. Where was this at?
I don't know.
Oh, God damn it.
The ocean?
The Indian Ocean or something?
Yeah, it is.
Who's going on a 104-day cruise?
That's what it was. Yeah.
That's a fucking cruise.
That's not a cruise. That's an imprisonment.
Oh, they're still on a boat. Cruising?
That's the military. That's the Navy.
I don't
No,
think,
it was a cruise
call,
ship. It was
a
cruise.
You don't call a naval deployment a cruise.
I don't think they're doing push-ups,
yeah,
though.
The Navy's hiding from pirates. They've got gigantic guns and planes and shit.
That's
you
a
idiot.
Very good point.
Oh, shit. There's a dinghy. It might be pirates. Shut off all the lights. Turn off the aircraft.
They have harpoons.
Yeah.
You never know. They could be like good ninjas.
They could be good pirates.
Sneaking on. Last question.
No, hold on. Puke?
Oh, we got video footage here of the... So if you look right up here on the screen, right above where it says Metropolitan Police, let's see what happens. Boom! Bitch out the...
Wow. Good reflexes, bus driver.
Let's see it again.
Like every... Oh, here it is in slow-mo. Oh, okay, let's go. So the guy's jogging. He passes one man who's kind of not in his way.
Uh-huh.
And then he sort of comes to his right a little bit. And he's just like, bitch, I hate your face. Boom. Body checks her. She hits her ass and her head like almost
right,
hits the bus. But I don't think she was
there. Wow.
She lands on her ass, still on the sidewalk, and she's been doing Pilates, so she crunches back up just in time. The bus does swerve like a foot and misses her, but I think at most she might have got tapped on the head.
Yeah, and also there's a speed rating here of the vehicle that the camera's on.
Oh, yeah.
15 miles per hour. It's not that scary. Second of all, you don't know the backstory. You don't know if this guy knows this bitch. You don't know what she did. Maybe she just sucked off his brother.
So what?
Oh.
Girls have sucked off my brothers.
Gross.
I don't want to push him in front of a
maybe
bus.
Maybe that was his wife.
No girl has sucked off Puke's brother, that's for sure.
He does have two childs.
We can only pray.
Yeah, but you can have kids without getting sucked off.
I'm now
off.
A double uncle.
Spadunkle.
Yeah. I have a nephew now as well.
Not that good.
That would be so ridiculous if a girl sucked you off and you came in her mouth and then she was just like...
So hard.
Looked down at her vagina and went...
And I'm gonna
spit everywhere.
Brett just spit on his own dick in the studio.
You know, that didn't really translate to audio humor. But if a girl just like, it's like, come in my mouth, and you're like, okay, I love that. And then, even though you shouldn't, because
you throw her in front of a bus.
No. And then she just takes her pants down and goes, and spits it into herself.
I don't think that would work.
It would.
Maybe it would.
It would. I feel like now you're going
to
have
a
baby.
Angles don't work. You need to spit up and then, like, catch it. Like
the Jizz Olympics.
I made a spread the vagina
and she
motion
said,
with a noise.
You're going to get pregnant from me giving you a blowjob. I'm going to get pregnant. You won't because you're a man. You're the one who jizzed.
I was very confused there for a
second. I'm done with the new show.
Oh, okay.
There's only one question. It's stupid.
I win. No, do the last question.
Oh, God. Fine. Amazon is in talks to be able to start selling what? What?
Oh. Food.
Groceries.
No, they already do. Amazon is in talks.
Yeah, they already sell food. I buy a lot of food off Amazon.
Oh, you're fucking right.
Pete buys a refrigerator, but it's full of food. So every week he has to switch out refrigerators with Amazon's.
Pharmaceuticals.
No. Brett.
Damn it. That was a really good guess, you though, right?
Yeah, really. That would be amazing.
What don't they sell? Cars.
Puke.
Hookers. I don't know. I'm surprised I don't know this
the answer
either.
Is event tickets.
What?
Like Ticketmaster.
Yeah.
Wow. That's been the news quiz. Thanks for playing. That was a boring last question. I shouldn't have ended on. I didn't think of my closer.
Always end on a high note.
I know.
End on a high note.
Or every person who's done performance.
Caught right.
What's up, Andrew?
So, Brett's leaving?
I'll be right back. What's up, Nick?
I just closed.
There's another show, and it's about going to a concert.
So, last... I know I've talked a few times on the show about these awkward dates and, like... Not getting responses to messages and stuff, right?
On dating site profiles.
On online dating sites. But what I haven't talked about is the ones that have gone well.
Okay.
So, last week, Sunday, I went to a concert in Cambridge with some girl and DNK.
Mm.
So, DNK is not someone we've gone in depth on the show.
And we should.
He's a really funny man. I wish we could have him on the show. Like, if he wanted to be on the show, I would say yes in a heartbeat.
Yeah, he refuses, though, right?
Yeah, he doesn't even want to be spoken of.
Yeah.
But...
That's why we call him DNK.
We went to this concert. It was the World Inferno Friendship Society.
What?
That was the band.
Oh.
The W something.
W-I-F-S.
Okay.
Are they saving whales?
I'll tell you, I was the straightest man at this concert.
Doubt that. Were you straighter than this man?
Yeah.
Dude, seriously, this guy looks like he has like the 80s
George Michael
woman's. Oh, George Michael.
I feel like we already heard this.
This is the haircut that my grandmother and all of her friends had. Like, he totally looks like a chick from the 80s.
God, this is such a great song. I pulled up the lyrics. Just if I could, just for a second. You put the boom boom into my heart, right? That's your heartbeat.
Yeah.
Okay. You
sent defibrillation. My soul, it's important when you're having a heart attack.
You send my soul sky high when your loving starts.
Cardial infarction.
I mean, what a feeling.
Yeah.
Jitterbug into my brain. It goes bang, bang, bang until my feet do the same.
That's a parasite taking over your nervous system.
I just think that's beautiful. For an 80s song, like, I'm being 100% sincere.
Do you think...
What a great opening.
Did they use
I can't wait to see where that song goes next.
Moog synthesizer?
I don't know.
You get to the concert. How's the parking?
Oh!
Parked right on the street, about a block away from the venue.
Oh, there's no man with a flag going, this way!
No, it's in Cambridge. There's no man. There's no space large enough to have a man with a flag.
Mm.
But no, it was actually a really great show. Problem is, the venue sucked ass. And I've been to like four other venues down there that are all pretty decent.
Okay.
But this place sucked.
What was wrong with this venue?
It was the Middle East downstairs. That's the name of the venue.
I was going to say, it was an upstairs,
and there's a downstairs. Mm. And the downstairs has very low ceilings, which apparently are not good for acoustics. So the band was really, really good, and so was the opening band. But the acoustics sucked ass, and I couldn't help but get bothered by it the entire show.
The Middle East downstairs?
Yes.
You were at the wrong concert.
But no... I don't have much to say about it, and it was really good.
Awesome.
And I drove there.
Thanks for the notes.
Thank God.
I drove a Prius C, which is the tiny Prius. I drove that down.
The tiny Prius?
Yes. It's a Toyota Yaris with a hybrid attached to it. Right. I know, right? But you know what's funny?
What's funny?
I spent the previous 2 days working on the Garcia's Toyota Yaris, which I dubbed to be the worst car ever created and ever owned and ever existing still. And it is the worst, absolute worst. So you'd think, okay, let's take the worst car on the planet and let's put a battery and an electric motor on it and see how much better it gets. It actually gets better.
Wow.
It's way better than a Yaris.
It sure is cute.
Way nicer. It is cute. It's a hatchback. Makes more sense than the sedan Yaris. Looks better.
Does it make more sense than the Prius Yaris sedan?
This is the Prius Yaris.
The big
Prius one. Yaris.
Prius
the,
Prime.
The big one? What? What are you talking about?
Is it better than the bigger Prii?
I think so. It makes more sense.
Okay. Why?
I've never seen this thing.
Because it's an existing platform.
Oh, okay.
That they just hybridized, so it's cheaper. And it's smaller, and if you're going to have a hybrid, why not have it be small?
Mm.
So I'm driving to Cambridge in this thing, right? And there's a display that tells you where your power is coming from. And you turn the car on. Okay?
It just says, the battery.
You turn the car on. You turn the key. Nothing happens.
There's a key.
Nothing happens.
How do you know you can go?
I know, right? It's very confusing. You don't know if you can go. You just hit the gas and you go.
I assume you look at the display.
And then if you hit the gas hard enough, then you hear an engine kick in. But when you're driving it, there's little graphics that display that show you, okay, now you're using some fuel. Now you're using an electric motor. Now you're regenerating the electric motor.
Now you're farting daisies.
If you drive it the right way, you can drive it and never make the gas engine turn on.
Right.
But you accelerate.
Why would you want to?
Like a fucking 90 million year old man. Like an old man who might be trapped in a cave or something.
Hello? Hello? I was a new man once.
So, yeah, I'm driving this thing, and I'm getting 60 miles per gallon. And then I was yelled at for driving it like I'm a fucking Prius driver.
I feel like if you're not using any gallons, you should be getting infinity miles per gallon.
Well, the engine has to kick on to charge the battery occasionally.
You said it never had to turn on.
So then I'm being chastised for my driving, saying I'm not driving fast enough. And I said, oh, challenge accepted.
Is this by the date or by the DNK?
The date. The DNK is terrified of moving.
Okay.
Right? So what's he doing at this point? He's in the back seat. Just being kind of scared and wondering when we can crack open my flask.
See, I picture him sitting in the back seat by himself.
With a big smile on his
sitting
face.
Sitting Indian style without a seatbelt on, facing backwards.
No, he's wearing hiking shorts and hiking boots.
Doesn't DNK have a little shitbox like this? It's a Chevy something or other.
Yeah, he has a Chevy Spark.
Right.
It's booger colored.
So why is he afraid of this car?
He's got no more power.
Oh, you just said he was afraid of...
He's afraid of speed. So then I just said, all right, fine. I don't care about my fuel economy because I drive a 14-mile-per-gallon Tundra that now has a broken exhaust and it's super loud.
Oh, jeez.
Whoa.
You have the anti-Prius.
So put my foot down. I'm down to like 32 miles per gallon. Feeling like a badass. Flying through traffic. The way home, real buzzed. Driving home... 90 miles an hour in this fucking Prius.
Like, literally?
Literally
what is DNK doing during this?
I think maybe he was drunk enough to shut up. I'm not really sure. I'm kind of hoping. I mean, he was quiet, so I don't know. Or maybe he didn't know how fast I was going, because I'm a very excellent driver. I'm like Raymond from Raymond Babbitt.
From Rain Man.
Yes.
Yeah, what now? Oh, Kmart.
Breakfast funny references. Haha, funny Rain Man.
Yes.
Judge Wapner.
An excellent driver. Dad lets me drive the Roadmaster on Mondays. So,
gotta get to Sears.
Yeah, I'm driving back and I'm speeding the whole way. And then I finally get to New Hampshire and I'm still speeding for a while. I get off the exit, stop speeding. And then I see a cop car up ahead, and I go, huh, good thing I stopped speeding a while back.
Right, you had the sense.
Yeah, because I'm in New Hampshire where just there's cops. It's 1:30 in the morning, and all there are cops. So I go through this light that I stopped at. I didn't speed through. I didn't drive past the line or anything. But as soon as I cross the intersection, the cop coming the other way pulls a U-turn. And I go, all right, I know for a fact I did nothing wrong
there. Uh-huh.
So I pull over.
Well, was his lights on? Or did
yeah, he puts his lights on and makes a U-turn.
I assumed you just pulled over as soon
as
he does the U-turn.
He pulled me over. So I go, oh, fuck. So I'm thinking, I'm like, what did I possibly do? And I'm retracing my steps, and I think nothing. I've done nothing wrong. So I was the most excellent driver.
Do you have to be digging out a registration now from this date?
Yeah.
Not that bad of a person.
Well, no, I don't even get to that point yet. I'm just thinking about what I did. And then I go, shit. Hey, give me a piece of your gum. And she starts reaching for the gum, and then she drops between the seat.
Oh,
and she's
perfect.
Fumbling and reaching with both arms, and then the cop's walking up. And I go, stop.
Oh, my God.
And then the cop
it
comes
like
to the window
shoving
immediately.
Stuff down like drugs down the chaser. Seat.
So
she looks up. Her arms are still shoved in the seat. Hello?
So I don't get the gum.
Sorry.
And then the cop goes,
why are you throwing little tiny bags out the window?
How you doing tonight? I'm like, good. Fucking drunk. Yeah. I was feeling pretty good, actually. And he's like, you know why I pulled you over? And I said, no clue. He used to write about cheese. Like, that was a large declaration. I had no idea. Because, for once, I was being honest. I had no idea.
You were actually doing the speed limit at this point and everything like that?
Yeah. Okay. And he goes, you got a headlight out.
Uh-oh.
I look at her and I go.
And then he smashed it with his baton?
I go, you just took your fucking car into the shop to get a headlight replaced. So she goes, which one is it? He goes, passenger side. She goes, fuck. I just had the driver's side replaced.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. What are the odds of that?
Pretty good, I think. Because I think when one goes, it's probably the end of life for the other one, too.
Oh, good point. Yeah, because they generally run both at the same time, so I guess.
Yeah, you don't use the left one more than the right.
I try to save my right one for the most part, and I screw it a little bit.
So then he goes, all right, license registration. So I asked for registration. I got my license.
You handed him your flask.
Then he's pointing the flashlight in, looking at her, looking at DNK in the back seat. Then he looks at DNK, and he's probably got a goofy smile on his face. And he goes,
what's your problem, boy?
Can I see your ID? And DNK goes, no. And I'm just like,
nice.
Whatever.
Well, so, wait, he didn't ask the girl?
Nope.
What the heck?
I know, right? It was very racist. Odd.
Yeah, I know.
He probably thought DMK was, like, holding you to
serial
hostage.
Killer. Yes. Because he was wearing his hiking boots with his high socks
when they come
and
up,
his shorts.
Don't say anything or I'll kill you.
He looked very out of place.
Yeah.
And
oh,
then he
really?
Goes,
I can't imagine that.
Where are you coming from? And part of me was like, fuck you. I'm not telling you. But then the drunk part of me was like, wait a minute, Andrew. You're drunk? Just tell him where you're coming from.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I just came from a concert in Cambridge. And he's like, oh, what concert? And I go, world and... I said it really slow because I didn't want to fuck it up and, like... mumble. Wham! So I said, World Inferno Friendship Society. And he goes, oh, yeah, I totally love that band. And I go, yeah, you do. And he goes, what kind of music is that? And I go,
oh my God. So he was kidding.
Yeah, he was kidding. He was joking. And I said, it's like punky ska circus music. And he's like, all right, whatever.
Wait, did you know of this band before you went to the thing?
Oh, yeah, I fucking love them. They're one of my favorite bands today.
So it was your idea.
They're very gay. Like, imagine Derek J plus 25 years singing in a band.
Okay.
But it's not dancey. Dancey techno?
No, but it's dancey. Like, you want to dance to it.
Oh, okay.
It's good. But anyway, then he goes back to his car.
Is this them? Because I want to dance to this.
Is this the whole second half?
Yes.
Take me dancing tonight. Want to hit that. So, then he goes back to his car for what feels like 20 minutes, comes back and lets us go.
Oh, good.
Do you ever wonder if cops just go back to their car and they're playing, like, Candy Crush?
No. Yeah, they got their laptops and their phones. Yeah, that's all. That's what they do.
Better make this guy in this Prius think that I'm doing stuff, looking up his record.
They stock hot chicks that they pull over on Facebook.
And yeah, that's like, what I would do.
You guys going the whole way back home to Maine tonight? Because the car had Maine plates. And I'm like, nope, my house. And he's like, oh, in Wolfboro. And I go, yeah, whatever. Yeah, I don't want to explain.
Yes, that's way. That's when you say
that's what my wife says. And it is further than Maine. Like, it's further than where we would have had to go in Maine if we were going back there. But, yeah, so that was fun.
Well, he doesn't care. He was just fishing for information about where the car is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he was looking for them potheads.
No, he's looking for fake registration.
Legal. Oh, yeah. Or light bulbs. You light bulb smuggling?
And then we start driving away, and she goes, oh, here's that gum you wanted. And I go, oh, great. And then she goes, oh, good thing he didn't see this prescription bottle.
He's not the DNATF.
The damn niggas.
Alcohol and tobacco forum. Hey! Do you guys love...
It'd be funny if there was an organization called the DNKGB. We Russians. Could imagine what that could be, but it's like
boner.
The hilarious meets like the dark and mysterious.
That is not English.
I love trendy new apps. Do you guys like trendy new apps?
Nope.
I found a new one. It's called Saraha.
Hold on. I downloaded your Imgur.
Yeah, oh, I love Imgur. Shit, Imgur. I got off of that a year ago.
I have
ago.
No idea what I'm supposed to do on this thing.
You scroll forever.
Okay, so hold on. I open it up.
Okay, well, that's
how would
it's
you
got,
rate the Imgur
it's
app?
It's got bananas.
One banana. Fuck,
you made two, you idiot.
Sure.
You never answer those.
I just scroll through. What the fuck is this? What's happening? Why did it bring up my contacts? Why am I texting Osborne now?
Oh, I don't.
I also enjoy Instagram because you can just see posts from people you want to instead of a bunch of teenage SJWs.
So I'm scrolling through, right?
Yeah, sure.
And I don't know what the fuck I'm looking at. What is this shit? What's the category? There's a puppy.
You look at it and you're like, ah, ha, ha, ha. And you keep going.
Another puppy.
And you go,
shark. He's wearing a shark fin.
Isn't it just
it's images and GIFs and, yeah, basically. It's like Reddit, but it's only images or GIFs or
maybe
videos.
All right, I'm starting to make
videos.
A turn on this because there's a lot more puppies than I originally expected.
Right, all you do is scroll and you look at shit, and like sometimes they're GIFs, and you're like, that's funny. And
see, I downloaded
like,
it so I could search for memes.
It's better to just Google
because
memes.
Because here's the thing. Without Facebook or any of the social media, I live in a memeless world. Right? So whenever I do see a funny meme, it is hysterical.
That's right. You get a lot of memes.
No, I don't.
Off of
that's what I'm saying.
No,
the royal we get a lot of memes when you're on Facebook. You get to see memes, and otherwise, how are you up to date on memes?
Aren't you ever at a wedding reception?
No,
and you're waiting for the bride and groom to come, and you're sitting at the tables, and there's a slideshow playing of just the bride and groom and their friends, and you go, "I wish I had another slideshow to watch."
Oh, yeah.
Someone should plug in their Imgur app to the screen, and then people just watch that. And then if you really want to turn on the fun, you go to the NSFW Imgur and just play that.
Yeah.
You need some music, though, as like a soundtrack.
Got it right here, man.
No. Like when you're doing a slideshow. Like what's something fun, like a fun song for a wedding slideshow puke?
Oh, right. I'm so sorry.
Oh, man. I never expected this.
Totally did expect it. What? The bride and groom are in Hawaii! Those shorts could seriously not get any higher up his crotch. Look at those. Look at those fucking
Nick,
shorts.
Nick, Comedy 101.
Everybody was expecting us to play Wham again.
Yeah, I got
so
it.
So when we played Wham again, it was like... It's almost like, I'm jerking your dick. Are you going to come? You're going to come. Wham. All right, go ahead and come. They were waiting for it. We teased them. How many more whams do you think are coming?
I'm going to come.
Before the end of the show.
How many more whams?
How many more times do you think you're going to
three.
Do? You really think you could do three? I was going to say one. And it'd be funniest
you
if it was
just
like...
play it.
No,
it
be,
I will mute you if you just
it. Would
play
be funniest
it.
If it was like really close to this last one.
Okay.
And then we didn't do it again.
Yeah.
Imgur is just like, you just scroll through and you waste your time. But I moved away from Imgur
a while back, I realized I was wasting way too much time, and I kind of went back to reading for like a couple months.
Whoa.
And then
reading what?
Books. Scott Sigler, Warhammer books, super nerdy shit. Well, and then I kind of gave that up again and went to YouTube this time. And now YouTube is my nighttime addiction.
What are you watching?
I can't get
YouTube?
Any fucking sleep.
We already did this thing.
Yeah, we already did. I watch videos about engineering, cameras, technology, a lot of camera stuff.
So that's what I would fall asleep to if I had to fall asleep to something.
Maybe you should start watching that shit
because
you don't sleep enough.
No, here's why I don't sleep. Huh. I sleep just fine. I get home.
No, you do not.
No. I get home, I go straight to bed and fall asleep within minutes.
But?
I just stay out late.
Oh.
And every once in a while.
I fall asleep immediately after I'm out until 3 a.m.
Every once in a while, like last night, if I come home too early,
yeah,
like last night,
uh-huh.
I lay in bed and I go, boy, am I tired.
Yes.
9:02. And then I go, this is great. I'm going to go to sleep. I'm going to get up at 5 in the morning. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to make some bacon. I'm going to go to work because I went to work today, even though it's Saturday. And I just thought, this is the plan. This is going to be great. I'm going to get such a good night's sleep. I'm going to work and then come back and do the show and have tons of energy and hang out super late. I'll be fine. I'll be well rested.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fantastic weekend. So, 9:02, asleep, right?
Yep.
9:08, something wakes me up. And I just got to dance.
Yeah!
You put the dance stick into my dingo. It made Meg laugh.
I'm making up my own words now. Let's all go around and make up a verse.
Mine was, you put the dipstick into my tickle.
You make up one.
You put the boom boom into my what?
Go ahead.
You put the... You put the hot pepper into my butthole.
Ah, no, not a hole.
Oh, you just said,
you said hole.
Yeah, you said hole.
Right. But so you have to do one.
But then when you did my voice, you did hole.
Oh.
Like Courtney Love. Wake me up before you go, go. I don't want to miss it when you hit that high. Wake me up.
For the serial killer, put the lotion on his skin. You can make it darker.
I was just wondering what made you dance at 9:00.
No, I didn't dance, but I did wake up and I thought, oh, I'm going to go out for a cigarette. So I went out for a cigarette.
This is going to be a long story if it's your whole night.
I'm messaging back and forth, so that's distracting me.
Oh.
And then I come back in and I go, fuck, I'm hungry. It's been like 9 hours since I ate. So I go to the fridge and I get some cheese.
Fascinating. When did you make the bacon, though? I can't wait
morning.
To know.
Oh, that was this morning.
Cheese. What time, though? Like,
hold
exactly.
on, I haven't gotten there yet.
He used to write about cheese.
So I eat the cheese.
Silence!
I go back to bed, and I think, okay, now I ate cheese. I should be able to fall asleep.
Right, of course.
Right?
That's what I always think.
So I lay in bed, and I watch Shameless, and I go, fuck, I'm 2.5 episodes in, and I haven't fallen asleep yet.
Oh, wow.
I should go jerk off.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I go jerk off.
Jack that dick.
You go jerk off?
Yeah.
Where do you go?
In the shower.
What?
What?
Yeah.
What kind of fuckery is this? You're going to get wet to jerk off?
Yes. What other choice do I have when it can shoot 9 feet in any direction?
Oh, man. You got to just let it shoot. And
no.
It.
No.
No.
Why not?
Because. One, I can't suppress it. With, like, a towel.
No.
Why?
Because that's like lighting off fireworks.
No, it's not.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? Here's a crazy story, guys.
I can't wait to hear my puke zap.
You know, listen to this. Sometimes if I could find a condom around the house,
sure.
Right?
Wait a minute.
If I ever find a condom, I go, I'm going to jerk off into that.
Where did this condom come from?
Well, you just find random condoms.
No, if I find it in my house.
I just stumble across
like
this
used?
Condom.
No,
you're
no,
like,
no.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
only been
I'll
used
I'll jerk
twice.
Off in it. It feels really good to come to jack off with a condom on because it's got that little ring. And you go, up and down on the ring. The ring.
What?
Right? You
no.
put the ring halfway up your dick, right? And
okay,
then you
yeah.
use the ring as a little jacker. Right?
I put the ring around
I put
my
the
dick.
Ring around my ding ding.
I'm a ding dong. And then I stroke it up, up and downtown.
Oh, yeah.
Gonna come into that rubber.
Some paper towels. I'm gonna pull up
basically, Andrew's entire room needs to be like Chuck from Better Call Saul. It has to be covered in foil.
Oh, no.
Yeah, or Dexter.
Dexter! That's, yes.
I thought you were going to say Dexter.
I haven't seen Dexter.
Dexter would be much more appropriate. We need to quiz you.
On pop shows.
Yeah, this is
oh
a thing.
Oh, my God.
We're going to do it. I'm very excited.
I'll do the news Nick's quiz and you do the pop quiz.
Andrew, cum is pretty easy to clean out.
Oh, my God.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Stop. Puke. App.
Hold on.
No.
So.
Oh, my God. Help.
Then I go to the shower and I jerk off. Then I go back to bed and I think, well, now I'm definitely going to fall asleep, right?
Sure. That's no. the best way to. Oh.
I watch more Shameless.
What do you think about in the shower while you're jerking off? You can't even watch a porn.
Yes, you can.
How?
Waterproof phone.
Yeah, the phone's waterproof.
You. This is the, this
for the
is
past
too much.
Brad, three and a half years of my life, I've watched porn exclusively on a phone, with one exception being this television set with you and Osborne.
You're missing so much.
Oh, yeah, so I know I am. But anyway.
Why don't you watch it on this monitor?
That's my favorite.
That monitor's not in the shower.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not waterproof. Don't
here's
do
the problem. What about this? If I watch porn on this monitor, there would be cum there and
oh,
there and
no.
there and there.
Not in
and
the
there.
Studio. Do not. This is my keyboard.
So I kind of I'm one of these shooters too. You know, I shoot.
Uh-huh.
Well, the Olympics are on.
And oh, that might be as long as we didn't have to watch each other do it, that might be kind of a fun contest.
Well, you need a ref.
Yeah,
I'll do it.
But man, you know, it's like sometimes it's like, what's more important? That I'm free?
That you
I'm free to jizz the way my body jizzes? Or this house has to be so clean and there can't be cum anywhere.
Yeah, I think the clean part. Yeah, definitely.
When you can clean up jizz easily.
The trick is being turned on by a clean house, and then it's the best.
Oh.
And you're like, oh, this is so clean.
Well, so, okay, here's the thing.
That sounds like a terrible problem. That sounds like a vicious cycle.
The only time I want to cum in my bed is if I'm not the one causing the cum.
Oh, I would never come in my bed.
Well,
ew.
What are you talking
it's
about?
It's called
then?
Sex. You mean sex.
Why would you come in your bed?
This is what you're advocating for.
Come in my bed. Oh, baby. Come on my sheets.
Oh, God. I hope
come
Mom's
on
not
my
listening.
Pillowcase. Come in. Here, I'll hold it open. Come in my pillowcase.
Oh,
so,
no.
So it goes on my pillow. So because my pillow can't go in the wash. Oh, so come on that.
I wash pillows.
Yo, come on my bed skirt. I never wash that.
Bed skirt. What, is that what the, man has a bed skirt?
Is this just the bed talking?
I don't know.
I'll pull my pillowcase open.
No, I've noticed that mine goes like off to the left. Like it leaves like a kind of a draw. Like it draws like a golf shot off to the left.
Sure.
See, now, mine's not that predictable.
What you have to do is several days before you want to test it, you have to eat a bunch of glow stick stuff and then turn all the lights
yeah,
off
right.
and watch and it like a tracer round.
Right, you got to get the black light out. Yeah.
Now, you guys never have this thing where you drink wine and then you jerk off and then your dick burns for about 2 hours?
No.
No. All right. I talked about this.
I never drink wine.
Inside or outside?
Inside.
Ooh.
I was never able to
I don't drink wine,
drink
though.
The right amount to still be able to cum.
Huh.
Whiskey dick?
I have mastered that.
Masturbated that. And yeah. Puke onto his app.
I know.
I want to hear Puke's app.
So there's this new trendy app. It's called Saraha. You can send anonymous messages to anybody who has an account, right? So Puke and the gang has an account. Go to whatever the fuck. There's a link on our Facebook page.
Wait, so none of these fuckers can message us anonymously?
Yeah. He said an anonymous Yoohoo 44 minutes ago says, I liked the show better in the early days when it was organized and had specific segments.
Oh, shit.
So eat a bag of dicks, whoever you are.
Hold on.
And then there's I got a bunch of messages.
Do we not have a hold on? There's
a bunch of messages just saying like, hey, it's spam, obviously saying we can reveal who the anonymous people are that are messaging you. We only got one real message so far. So anyway, I don't know. I was bored at work. The machine was running.
Okay, now Andrew wants to say something.
Andrew, go!
One, I don't like the zap at all. Two,
not gay.
Should we be more structured?
Yeah, you should have segments. What kind of segments did you have in the past?
No, I don't like segments. We couldn't keep track of that shit. I don't know.
Weekly ramblings, new and cool, the news, mediagasm.
Mediagasm?
Yeah.
I think the show just...
it was less fun for the people, for me doing it. I have more fun now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think you got to let it flow.
Yeah, I think so,
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely.
Right.
If I've learned anything in 6 years of doing this show...
Let it flow.
It's that I have no fucking idea how to do a goddamn show. I just know...
I agree.
The most fun shows I've had are the ones that I have no plan for. Uh-huh. First Dancing Boner. We had no structure.
That was one of our best.
That was one
shows.
Of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
Last time Brett was on the show.
Hate mail. Which was 2 months ago.
Yep.
Let's not let that happen again.
And then, like, Andrew and Brett's Teen Saga. I had no plan for that. None. It just flowed.
Yeah, exactly. Like, nuclear.
Well, at a certain
you
point.
You said it right. Good job, Puke.
No,
you almost said it wrong. It was close.
You can't say the same things over and over again. Like, Puke's curmudgeon this week was... I saw some people,
corner.
And their arms were swinging real far. Right. So I don't know. That's still funny, though.
Yeah, I don't
know.
We've only covered that 9 times.
But
no,
here,
we haven't covered that at all. That's his first time.
Here's what ended up happening with structure, is we'd think of something we wanted to talk about, and then we'd be like, but what segment do we put it in?
Right.
Rather than just being, oh, just put it in the notes.
Yeah. Or let it come up naturally.
Pretty much. Yeah. So, it's just too much of a clusterfuck of ideas. Like, I like the way the show goes now.
Brett, how's it been going with you?
What part of it?
For the closer. How's it been going with Brett?
Well, the closer?
What's new?
For closing
what's,
the show.
What's going on?
Oh, what have been up to? I just did the first School Sucks event.
Well, I haven't been on for 2 months.
Because you haven't invited me.
Is it me?
Because you're like,
it.
Let's have different guests who are not podcasters.
I have never said it before
that's
in my life.
Nobody cares about Nick running.
Man has said that.
You've been on several break shows and after shows.
True.
It's not like you've
also
been disappeared.
I know, but I really need the full show.
You're still a presence on the show, regardless of you being on the show.
You did your first School Sucks event.
Yep, Salem, Massachusetts. It was called Renegade University and School Sucks Project present a weekend with Thaddeus Russell.
He's a witch!
It was an enormous success.
Nice.
We're going to do it again at the end of the year in L.A.
Go ahead, Nick. Wow, twice a year. That's huge.
We're doing it at Reason Magazine's headquarters.
Should we come to L.A. for it?
No, L.A. is the worst.
You want to pay for it. I didn't want to do it. My votes were Philadelphia, Atlantic City, Chicago.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh was definitely
nobody.
The problem is we don't have enough listeners near there. There's a concentration of people in Philadelphia.
But you have listeners in Salem, Massachusetts.
Well, we have a lot of new. It's drivable from New Hampshire. I mean, I looked at the downloads. My show would get 1,000 downloads a week from Massachusetts. You know, so I know we have an audience there.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a huge success. It was just an amazing time. Walking the city, this great historic city with all these fans of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Thaddeus Russell was moved to tears at the end of the event. He's like, I can't believe all you people came from all over the country. People came from all over the country. People came from Georgia, Texas, Cleveland.
The country of Georgia? Wow.
Who is Thaddeus Russell? Thaddeus Russell is a former college professor and a historian and an author. He has a very popular podcast called Unregistered. He's been on Rogan 3 times, I think.
Did you incorporate any music into this event?
Not really.
No?
No, why?
I don't know. I feel like it might help liven up the mood, if you had a little...
Welcome to Thaddeus Russell and Brett Burnett do the thing with the schools and shit. Fuck teachers.
Choke 'em. I used to think it was choke 'em,
Before you choke 'em.
And I'd be singing in the car in the back seat. My parents, I was an only child then, or maybe I had a baby brother. I was like 5 or 6. I was probably, what year, does it say what year the song came out?
I'm going to guess 84.
84.
Yeah, 85.
So I was a little kid, and I'm sitting in the back seat going, wake me up before you choke them. And my parents have no idea. They can't hear song lyrics. So I'm just this kid talking about
I don't think parents can hear song lyrics. Because fast forward. Sorry, I'm going to talk
Ooh,
for a minute.
Oh, yeah. Perhaps.
You were face palming.
No, I know. I just do that sometimes.
So fast forward 13 years. And there's little Andrew riding the back of his parents' Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, Dad, put in this tape.
Yeah.
And he goes, God damn it. And my mom's screaming about something, and he's just trying to ignore that. And she keeps bitching and moaning, and he's having a cigarette.
Wait, how old are you?
11.
And you've got tapes?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, the Jeep only had a tape player. It was from 93. So I hand him this tape, and it's a tape. The album name is Life After Death.
Notorious B.I.G.?
How did you know?
Yeah.
So puts it in, and there's me in the back seat singing, "What do you do when your bitch is untrue? Do you cut that hooker off and find someone new?
What,
I need another bitch in my life." Yeah.
And what did your parents do?
Nothing.
It's really awesome. Eminem? Your parents suck.
No, it wasn't Eminem. It was Notorious B.I.G.
Oh.
There's more than one rapper.
I said it wasn't Eminem, and you said yeah.
Oh, sorry.
But you were saying you had something else, obviously.
I
was
saying you had something
else. And I was just a dense boy.
Yeah.
Dense boy.
So that's what I was singing to.
Wow.
Dense boy.
Yeah, I remember Anthrax made a rap album once.
Mm-hmm.
It was called I'm the Man. It was like a parody. And we didn't know. You never heard of this?
No. I just recalled something else, too. The Beavis and Butthead did an album with a bunch of different bands, and Anthrax was on there.
Right, so Anthrax made this rap album like in the late 80s,
mm-hmm.
or maybe the early 90s, and I remember we were all we were in sixth grade, and we're driving back from the mall in my friend's with my friend's dad.
What kind of car?
I don't know, like a town and a Chrysler Town and Country minivan.
Minivan?
Yeah. Oh,
no, much before that.
Oh.
And what happened?
And this song was so explicit. At one point, they stop. They're doing a live version of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, "Suck my motherfucking dick." And he just ejects
dick!
The tape.
Did he throw it out the window?
You have never heard that. Look that up. It's so bad. It's called Anthrax, I'm the Man. See if there's like a live version. I'm the Man live. Because it was just a single with all these different versions of the song. It's fucking awful.
Here we go. Should I fast forward a little bit?
Yes.
Fast forwarding more.
It's not very loud.
As loud as I can go. Oh, I know this guy.
Yes, Anthrax.
Let's have a piss and watch the bees.
Yeah, so that's pretty bad.
Headbang.
And I don't know why they did it. I think they were just making fun of rap.
Ah, yes.
But that was an awkward car ride.
Yeah.
See, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to detract from your event.
And then I remember... all right. So that was good. I had a birthday.
Brett's 40 now.
Yeah,
holy
40.
Shit.
Happy birthday, Brett.
Forgot
Thanks.
About that.
It's hard to believe.
Are you okay?
I've been eating like shit for the last week.
I think it's hard for everybody to believe.
Why?
Because you don't seem 40.
What do I see? Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't really think about it. I just think, it's Brett. I would prefer not to put him like in a box of like
what
four. I know you want to identify him as 40. I just want to identify him as a great man, Brett.
I'm just saying he's like 30, 33.
Even a great man is a lot of pressure. It's like you got to do well. You got to have a dick.
I identify him as a...
You have to have a dick. Oh, wow. That's
to be a great man?
Yeah. Great band?
Boy. Do you have to have a dick to be a man now?
No.
Okay.
No, yeah, I watched an episode of Shameless about it last night. It was very confusing.
So that was terrific. I really just, I was on a high after that event happened. It was such a huge success. People are still writing me emails saying, Brett, it was amazing.
Oh, nice.
So
I will never have that.
No, most people won't.
No. Like, I saw you on Monday, and you were just flying above the clouds.
Was
nice.
I?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was all that heroin, probably.
Oh, we went. Was that trivia?
When we had dinner.
Oh, yeah, we had dinner. Yeah,
and
that was
great.
And I
saw you Tuesday. We had trivia.
Yeah.
What'd you think of trivia? That
I
was
loved
the
it.
Worst night of trivia we ever had.
I loved
had.
It. I had fun.
That was the worst trivia night.
I want to go more.
Yeah, me too. But I want to fucking win.
Yeah, me too.
You got to get focused.
Got to get inside Kirk's head.
Yeah, it's impossible. That man is an enigma.
I think I should be the guy who runs trivia.
Okay, then go do it. I'm sure Kirk could be like,
what
fuck
are
yeah.
some categories?
Monopoly?
Oh, wait, you don't know anything
from
the world.
It's going to be only stuff I know.
All right, so what would a Monopoly question be?
Oh, easy. What's the most landed on property?
Cats.
What's the most landed on
go
property?
Go fish. That's go to jail.
Is it? Do you know the answer?
Yes.
What
of
is
course
it?
Of course B&O Railroad.
B&O.
Actually, it might be Illinois Avenue. I think it's Illinois Avenue.
No, what?
My bad.
Why is that?
Lies.
Explain.
And
no, explain.
There's some very complicated math that works out.
Have you ever seen Game of Thrones?
No.
No. Where it forks off.
John Jamie.
I don't know the song.
Long story short, there's places that send you to other places, like go to jail, right? So go to jail puts you at a certain place on the board, and dice are not equal, right? You're most commonly going to roll certain numbers. So from jail, you're most likely going to land on a certain number of areas, including Illinois Avenue, but there's also other things that come into play, like there's Advance to St. Charles Place, the pull card. There's Advance to Illinois Avenue, the pull card. So all of this stuff comes together, and that the math of the dice works out that you land on a certain spot.
I'm amazed.
Yeah.
Why?
That's some nerdy
shit. That was amazing.
Thank you.
This song in 2015 was like voted.
It would have been better if you did that with a blindfold on.
Yeah.
Yes. YouTube that shit.
Glorious.
Number 28 on VH1's 100 Greatest Songs of the 80s came out on 14 May 1984. It is Wham! Wake Up Ringo!
Right. I was right.
Woo! The best trivia song we've ever heard.
Wake me up.
Wow! Brett, thank you so much for coming on. You can find him at theschoolsucksproject.com.
Yes.
Come.com.
This is the song that we end the show with.
I'm sorry. Puke's ending the show right now. Can we just let it flow? He's
no,
doing good.
No,
he was actually doing really good.
Yeah, he was doing good.
I know, but we have another nice way of ending the show.
Do we? What's that?
Yeah, there's a song you play at the end.
Oh, well, okay.
This is
nope.
Hello? Show.
I don't exist anymore.
Oh.
Fuck them all. This comes straight from the underground. The young nigga got a bad ass around. Not the young god. Somebody's there. You have the authority to kill a minority. Fuck that shit, cause I'm the one. The punk motherfucker with the badge and gun to be beaten on. Don't inject. We can go to the tomb in the middle of the cell. Fucking with me, cause I'm a teenager. With a little bit of gold. Selling narcotics. You'd rather see me in the pen than be Lorenzo. Bullet in the red zone. Be the police out of shape.
I think you're supposed to talk over this.
Yeah, we can't really understand anything. It sounds like
he just keeps saying potato over and over.
Potato for trash.
Brett, you can find him at schoolsucksproject.com or .org.
Go to his
forget.
Next event in L.A. in November.
Yeah, fucking A. Look for that shit.
Schoolsucksproject.com. It's a great show.
.com. And this is Puke and the Gang. You can find some extra content if you go to pukeandthegang.com/VIP for as little as $5 a month. Help out the show. And like last week, you'll get content if nobody else does.
Listen to Andrew and Brett talk about their dicks coming up soon.
What a way to sell that. For Nick, myself, Andrew, and Brad, thank you so much for tuning in. This is Puke of the Game. Right on!
Silence!
We're going to do push-ups first.
No! Silence! We interrupt this podcast. We, the new men, the masters of mankind, the lords of Gaia.
You're ruining your own recording by playing with balls on the thing.
That doesn't matter. We didn't start yet. I'm just practicing.
Oh, okay.
You ever practice anything before you actually do it?
No! The last new man?
This is the last time. That there's a new man. Nick, do you know what happens?
Yes.
Okay.
How do you know what happens?
I don't know what happens. I was just assuming that I knew.
I think you might. I think everybody knows where this new man thing is going.
I haven't really put any thought towards it. Why are you wearing a hood? You look like me in that photo.
Because my hair is real bad.
It's fine.
If I ever fart, I try to immediately make another noise with my chair that sounds like a fart so that people think it was the chair the whole time.
If I ever fart in my sleep, I wake up and I go, oh! What? Oh.
A farting burglar.
A farting furgler.
Nick, would you be interested in a Vietnamese fudge packet?
I've already had one.
If you know what I mean.
Oh, in that case, yes.
That's like the Arabian sex goggles?
Arabian eye goggles.
Eye goggles?
That's when you get your balls nice and soft in the shower, and you drop them onto a girl's eyes. My friend actually did it.
Or the Cajun hot stick?
That's when you're having sex with a dip in and doing it doggy style. And you pull it out, spit on your dick, and put it back in. Kitchen hot stick. And she says, ooh!
I assume that meant you had buffalo dip nearby.
No, like Kodiak. Oh, yeah, you could do... Yeah, you could take your dick out. That would be actually way nicer and more realistic. If you took your dick out and dunked it in gumbo. In seafood gumbo. And then put it back in. Does whoever thought of that is sick. People are fucking sick. Hello? All right.
Is this the whole first half?
No. That would be funny.
Is it really him?
Hello?
Fuck!
Hello?
Oh. Ooh.
Where have I been?
It's sweaty under this mask.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Nicholas!
Yes?
From Puking Again. Is that you?
No.
This voice doesn't sound right.
You're not doing it right.
Hello?
There you go.
I forgot.
Oh, there he is.
All right. Let's go back to the reveal. So we'll start the drip sound again.
Ooh, the mask, it's sweaty under here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, it's wrinkly.
Is it really him?
Hello?
I'll be ready for the part next time. All right, take it from the top.
I have to pee after this intro. I'm sorry.
It's filled with poof.
All right, hold on. Let me do that one again.
It's filled with several... It's filled with what appears to be several weeks of poop. I poop myself every day. Why is this?
All right.
This is the dumbest show, like, ever.
Hello?
That's good. Oh, yeah, we fell asleep over here. Sorry. Are you you're still here?
That's the end.
Thank God. Can we...
All right, try it again. Just kidding. There's a plot hole, though. He says he has no memory of the past, but also knows he pooped every day. I don't understand.
Well, then he's just judging by how much poop is in his suit. Right.
It could have just been... Never mind.
Yes.
He can do poop math, but he's so retarded. He gets kidnapped by a bunch of men from the future.
So what does the chat think of that? New man was old man.
Fever Man says, Buffalo dick, it's like coconut dick from episode 140. Were we supposed to be recording? Or what? Joe Montana says, old man is better than new man.
My old man voice didn't sound right. Maybe I'm getting older.
You're getting too old for old man.
You know how sometimes at computers something is taking a long time to load? And you're like, hello? Load? When I'm at work and something's taking a long time to load, I go, hello? Into the computer. Hello?
If I had listened to you, I wouldn't have found her attractive at all.
Right. She's got no brain.
Really? I wouldn't expect that from somebody who hangs out at a bar constantly.
Hey. Hey now.
You're up. You're
five,
a star now.
Four,
get your game on.
Three.
I want to punch you for doing that.